Hey, this is Nate Bargatze. You listen to Robert Kelly's You Know What Dude on riotcast.com. Go listen to it. It's great. Right? Is that good? I thought that was unbelievable.
For you, it was good.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Luis J. Gomez. You're listening to You Know What Dude on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Hey, guys. Bailey J. here. As we all know, Bobby Kelly is super gay for my dick. So it was no surprise when we all heard that The Bailey J Show was moving to the Riotcast Network. So if you like real conversations and fake tits, I'm your man. Literally. So listen to The Bailey J Show right here on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
Hey, it's your old pal, Dr. Steve. When I'm not kissing Bob Kelly's ass or diagnosing his awful rectal warts, I'm doing a program called Weird Medicine, an uncensored medical show on the Riotcast Network. We talk honestly about real issues affecting real people. What am I talking about? Questions about rectal cysts and dick cheese are hilarious. So if you have an embarrassing medical problem or just love to laugh at other people's expense, listen to Weird Medicine on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
If you're a fan of You Know What Dude, you're only getting half the fun. Check out Robert Kelly live on stage June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd at the Comedy Club in Webster, New York. He'll also be coming back home to Boston for a very special show at the Wilbur Theater. Pre-sales are available now. That show is August 18th. Go to robertkellylive.com for tickets and information. Also, check out the one and only monster voice, Dan Soder. Comics at Foxwood Resort and Casino in Connecticut. That's May 31st through June 1st. You can get tickets and information at foxwoods.com. Check them out. Support them. Buy some tickets, dude.
Hey, gang. This is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from a lot of things.
This is Bert Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
All right, let's just fucking go. This is the You Know What Dude podcast episode. We have Kelly. This is for you.
Yeah, I got one. I got my own.
All right. Well,
I got you one too.
Okay, good. Well,
so we're okay.
I want you to use yours.
Yeah, I will. But I'm just letting you know.
I'll keep it in my satchel. And I'll look at it when I go home.
I like that her fucking Aussie friend just handed it to her.
Because they got their stupid camaraderie from their... They both got off the island, so now they have to look at each other like in Shawshank when they get out of prison. They got to take care of each other.
What happened to your pants, Louis?
I spilled coffee on my pants. Because Kelly...
And on our couch.
I wasn't going to mention that.
Clean that up.
There's
napkins right there.
I don't know.
When were you going to clean it up, you Puerto Rican?
I'm sorry. I figured it was just fucking coffee.
We're white people.
You just flip over the cushion.
Yeah.
And by the way, isn't this Kelly's job to clean things up when guests spill them?
I'm not putting nothing to your fucking job.
She's not a maid.
Yeah.
She's simply a podcast
wench. When you touch success, Louis.
When you touch success, you'll touch between my legs. Is that what you were going to say?
You're going to treat someone badly.
Doesn't your people, don't they... instinctually just clean up after
that. Do you want me to clean the couch for you after the bunk, guys?
Don't fucking take a picture of this. He's taking a picture of me cleaning the couch.
Good.
Yeah. You know what? Absolutely. Hey.
Good. Take another picture.
Ozzy, get over there.
Don't let Louis fuck around.
I got fat thighs. I don't need to, my thighs.
Dude, everybody knows.
Crocodile Dundee, you snap off as many pictures as you get. Because that's going to be his profile picture on Craigslist when he's a fucking maid.
Hey, actor who didn't make it. Take a photo.
I already cleaned it up.
That's not Joe.
Right there.
I already cleaned it up.
Yeah, he's the best.
I'm kidding. Are you?
No, he's not.
Can I just say something? Hang on now. What? Are these headphones on?
Yeah.
Everybody's really dying to get on them. You can tell when people are dying to talk, do a podcast, or when people are on fire, when everybody just is dying to yap. You, Louis, haven't shut the fuck up since you got here.
That's why you got me here.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then you've been yapping too. Kelly's fucking... I'm fucking... Everybody's yapping.
But guess who isn't?
The sniper.
The sniper. He's back.
The sniper.
The rooftop assassin, Nate Bargatze.
Nate is back, and he's just slowly with those round fucking, I fucked my cousin eyes.
I was going to say Japanese anime, but that's good.
It looks like everybody in Justified, every extra. Yeah.
He does look like someone that's going to take a shot at Timothy Oliphant.
How do you know that?
I know a lot.
He knows everything.
It's pretty good. We have Nate Bargatze, the sniper's back. We have Lewis the Spick Gomez.
Oh, come on. Whoa.
All right. Spick and Span.
Come on, bro.
I didn't say the last part. Span.
Because he's super clean.
Oh. Yeah. Well, you guys, stop. Let me, right. Don't make me racist.
It sounded like a term of endearment to me.
Of course. Want to say that again?
She pulls out one of those pockets English to Australian. Australian to English things.
It's a compliment.
Did you really think you were going to stutter and we weren't going to fucking... What are you, nuts? Anyways, we got Louis J. Gomez, who I fucking love from Hammer Fisting. And then we have Kelly, Fat Kelly.
Yeah.
Actually, Skinny Kelly, who's looking pretty good in the summer.
Yeah. A little tank top action.
Yeah, a little tank top action, some tight jeans.
All right,
jeans.
Eyes up.
But you know what? But we also need to acknowledge that tank top hides her scars like Rambo in First Blood.
What?
She used to be fat.
That's me, dude.
I'm sorry.
As another fat person, I take...
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
Dig?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know this was...
You said scars like she was in a fucking Mexican gang.
It was so silly. You're looking so good. You lost all that weight.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
And then we have...
We got Joe.
Joe, who's a...
Filmmaker.
Filmmaker.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's actually here taking. I'm nice enough to take photos. Thanks for coming down. But listen, you don't listen to anybody but me. You don't let him tell you not to take a photo of him cleaning up his ball sack. You snap away. All right, you perfectly manicured Aussie.
Bobby, I tell you a funny thing. I've known Joe for 10 years.
Really?
We used to date when I was like 19, 20.
So you fucked.
He's the only one who's seen me naked.
Get over here. Get on that mic.
Come here, buddy.
Come on.
Find out what Fat Kelly's pussy.
I'm sorry, Joe.
No. Keep the camera on.
You don't even know how good it's going to get. You don't even know what I'm giving you today.
You're not going to stay the whole time. Don't get relaxed.
No. He's like, can I get a coffee? Looks at Kelly. Can I get a coffee?
This is going to be so good.
So what's your name? Your whole name?
Full name. All right. Joe Murphy. Joe Murphy.
Wow.
That's me.
Right, Joe Murphy is on the mic.
It sounds like he spells his name J-O-A-A-A-O. Joe.
All right, Joe, you got to eat. Have you ever been on radio, Joe?
I have been on radio before, yes.
Eat the mic a little bit.
Yeah, we're not.
All right, I'm eating. Right. For Kelly, it's going back to the good old days. Then.
Just like you ate her box.
Oh, boy. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Was that a Kelly's fat joke? I wasn't that fat
when I was with you, Joe, was I?
Okay.
Is that a hunk of meat?
Hang on. Kelly. All right, listen, everybody, shut the fuck up. Everybody's talking over everybody now. I got these. I spent thousands of dollars on these headphones, and nobody seems to use them. Kelly's getting nervous because she's knows that a lot of shit's about to go down.
Yeah.
Because we have actually somebody from her home country who's seen her box back in the good old days.
Oh,
not only that.
The Australian days.
But you brought in, if you remember, the Fisher episode was with Delta Force over here. Fucking Nate the Sniper and Lewis, who runs into a firefight with a fucking knife in between his teeth. He's the guy that's like, it's going down.
He rollerblades into the fight.
I'm waiting.
I feel like with Nate
and Lewis here, it's like the 92 Dream Team coming back together. But I'm like that white guy that they should have picked up.
America's Dream Team?
What was in Lamar or something? The shit one?
I just wanted that wordy fucking... that was the most wordy fucking joke. I just wanted him to keep going. No, it's okay.
It was an NBA reference. Come on.
He was a basketball. He was a big black reference.
All right, moving on.
She tries to bring up black guys any chance she gets.
Listen.
One time.
Listen.
Joe.
From Australia.
That's right.
Right. Do you like Australia?
Yeah, of course.
Well, all right. Well, whatever. So you used to date Kelly?
Well, yeah, we dated. Actually, Kelly claimed, and one of our good friends back in Australia always know Kelly as the girl that ran around my house party claiming she popped my cherry.
I did.
So you wait, Kelly, shut your face, and this is my interview, Kelly.
Joe.
Stop cock blocking what we're trying to get to. All right. Now, any of you guys have any questions? Go ahead. You shut your face because you're trying to. So you were a virgin.
That's right. She wasn't. Come on.
Joe, of course, she's Australian, of course.
Well, he's Australian. So for one Australian to say that to another.
Oh, have a great day. Be nice.
Do Australians men have cherries? is it like backwards? Is it like backwards?
Lewis, do you want to just club him over the head with something?
No, it's fine. I'm waiting to hear this. I want to hear what Kelly's like.
What are you, a faggot?
I don't like you.
You took it up the asshole?
Are you not an alpha male?
So you were you a virgin?
I was, yes.
You were a virgin, and she was the first girl you
fucked? Yeah, our first time actually was on a, I don't know what you call it here, a beanbag.
You fucked her on a beanbag?
Yeah,
we call we invented them, so that's
right,
what we call
them. There you go. Yeah.
Stop acting like your shit's different. Everything you have is from us.
And then he realized that it was Kelly's back the whole time.
That might be.
It was a beer branded beanbag.
Is Kelly a waitress in a fucking truck stop? Who gets banged on a beanbag?
I was 20 and he was at college. He lived
at the
dorms.
Yeah, she was 20 and she was in college. Do you know that Kelly was fucking banging things back then? Plus, she was fat, so she had lower self-esteem than she does
She's
now.
She's like, you want to do it right here? Are you going to do this right on this pile of rocks?
That's the only thing she could fit in.
Yeah. Wait, Kelly, how many dudes had you banged at that point?
Just two. Before
two other guys before
No, that
him?
Night.
Yeah. I fucked one of those things. What are those guys called?
Spicks?
No, the ones over there. The
Abos.
Oh, no.
So,
You wouldn't bang an Abo. Racist. All right, I know.
You've never banged an indigenous?
An aborigine?
An aborigine? You've never banged a dude with a range
dude, look at her. You know what's so funny? Is if you look at her face, that's the face she made is the equivalent of asking a white girl in the 50s if she banged a black kid. It got real. She was like, no.
Oh, it does. So you it was your first time having sex.
It was. Yep.
With Kelly.
Yes.
Now, was it good?
Well.
Shut up. Well, I just want to, was it good?
I'm gay now, so I'm not sure how good it
is. Whoa.
No. No.
You're welcome, Bobby.
Impossible.
I brought this for you.
I'm going to fucking Australia.
Yeah.
I'm married, so it's not gay.
But it wasn't until like 7 years later that happened.
Yeah.
So you were gay. It
took a while for the horror to set in.
The straightest gay dude I've ever met in my entire life.
It's the accent. Me and Patrice used to talk about this all the time. The accent, you can't, like, we used to talk about how do you tell if a Japanese dude's gay.
Because I want to suck your cock.
That's it.
I am like a D.
You'd have to ask him. We used to go like this. You'd be like, dude, you like tits?
Like tits.
You like some pussy?
I find a pussy. Gross.
You like some, I want to suck on some balls?
I love balls.
No, it'd be like this. Hi.
Hey. Here's a puppy, sir.
Hi.
Yes. Hi.
Yeah, dude, I didn't know he was fucking gay either, right?
That's crazy. He's so good looking, too. And I thought, I was comfortable with my straightness. I was like, that's a good looking dude. Australian, good for him. Yeah. Now I found out he's gay. I'm questioning if I'm fucking gay. I have no idea what's going on here.
No question.
You rollerbladed. You rollerbladed here.
You know what I like the fact? I like the fact that he like Joe saw Lewis on the rollerblades. And he's like, I'm not having a shot. Nice rollerblades.
He was taking pictures of my cock. A lot of weird shit's happening right now.
He's sizing up Lewis.
You know you're on.
You know, here's the deal. You're the alpha male. Whatever. As soon as you told him to stop, he was okay. I mean, you're in charge. You're in charge of Joe, right, Joe? So you're gay. Can I just say something? I'm very excited about this. You're the first legitimate gay guy that we've had on the show.
Legitimate gay guy.
Well, we had a she-male.
All right.
A woman. That's a sexy woman.
Yeah, thanks for that.
She's smoking hot with a huge, nice, gorgeous penis. I would say perfect cock.
It's a nice cock. Perfect cock poking out the bottom.
She's got a great cock.
If I had that cock, I wouldn't do comedy. I'd be okay.
If I had that, I wish I had her cock. I have a fucking, like, just a guy cock. Like, my cock is like any cock in an orgy. Just fucking
generic white
just
cock.
Just a generic dick. It's not too small where you go, what the fuck? Or it's not too big where you're like, what the fuck? It's just, there's another dick. You know what I mean?
Yeah, middle like
you have a regular size cock, right? Regular
no, Soda's dick. Got a big dick. I piss next to Soda once, and anytime I'm pissing next to my friends, I purposely look at their dicks.
Oh, man.
Joe, hang on. Joe, can we have a ruling?
Put the skates back on.
No. There's nothing gay. It's funny. And I looked at Soda's dick. He's got a big...
Whoa, whoa.
Let me tell you.
Brett's, I don't know.
There's nothing not gay about pissing at a urinal and peeking at your friend's cock.
Dude, whatever, dude. Me and my friends, we really...
you and your friends. You and, like, one other...
No, me, Big J, and Justin, we have, like, gay off.
Yeah, and that's
amazing. Well,
that's
a gay couple.
Yeah. That's called a threesome.
Justin Silver, my new friend, the host of Dogs in the City, who's the greatest dude ever. Anyway, good.
Yeah, he's a gorgeous gay man.
He's beautiful, and he is very gay, definitely.
Yeah, he's totally gay. How do you think he got that gig? He blew a dog. I'm Justin, and all of a sudden I know everything about dogs. Last week it was boxing. I'll do whatever I have to do to get on fucking TV and become famous. Fuck him, dog whisperer in my ass. The cunt walks dogs. I could do that. Give me 8 dogs and 8 leashes, and I'm I got a show? Fuck
dude, you. It's all editing. All you gotta do is fucking be like, there's a bad dog. Look, and then take a picture of him sleeping.
I'm very happy for Justin, but there's no way he's gonna seize a Milan, a fucking Rottweiler. That cock second gets in a room, if it's anything but a silky or a fucking a beefron fruze or whatever
Bichon Frichet.
There you go.
But I really like that you just said Rottweiler like a Jamaican lady. Like, you put him in the room with a Rottweiler. Ting ain't coming out in different.
No, seriously, he actually watched the show. It's CBS. It's coming out. I can't. This is how fucking crazy the business
dude,
is.
Dude, he's going to be huge. He just,
it's over.
Huge.
It's over.
Yeah,
that's
here.
My good friend Justin Silver. I love that guy.
Yeah, that's the thing too. It's like September 11th when that happened. Dude, I was there the day before. I was gonna be there. Everybody has a fucking tower story that I almost died too. Now everybody's gonna be fucking his.
No, I've laid. I've laid in a bed naked with Justin Silver. So that's the truth.
Oh my god! Yeah, actually, you know
hang on, stop.
Wait,
stop.
Hold on.
Stop.
What's your name again? Joe. Gay Joe. Is it a ruling, please?
Yeah, I don't know. You can get into another bed naked with another
guy. The guy's gorgeous. Fucking smoke.
Context.
I don't even look at other guys' dicks at the urinal. I don't even.
That'd be fucking like gay because you're gay and you're trying to look at dick. I'm trying to be funny and be like, oh, look at Dan Soder. He's got a big floppy dick.
Hang on.
He's going
to. I mean, do I need a ruling on that? Gay Joe, do I need
doesn't
a ruling?
Make any sense.
No, what happened was me.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Lewis is fucking gay.
No, I'm not gay at all.
Listen, stop fighting it.
But you know what? In his culture, they're not allowed to be gay. So he's like, hey, we're at the barbecue. Let's go blow each other.
No,
how did you turn him Mexican?
Dude, I don't know. I like that, though. You really, if I really turn him Mexican, he'd go,
I like the dick. I like dick.
Now, Nate, I want to ask you a question. Do you look at your friend's cocks at the urinal?
No. But can we? Did you compare Justin getting this show to 9/11?
He really just got you right between the eyes on that one. And the way and his southern accent just made it sound like you're unpatriotic.
Which was worse, 9/11 or this? What are you more mad about?
I'll tell you this. It hurts. him getting his own fucking. My show just got canceled on CBS. And I was a glorified extra. This cunt has his own commercial. And here's the thing. Those dogs aren't even the ones he walks. They're extras. They're like, here, pretty boy.
Those dogs have the same job as you on CBS.
No, they don't. No. Those dogs are working. So.
All right, well.
Jesus, Delta Force over here. Coming in here slitting throats.
Fucking, he brought us an M60.
He is. Again, he's in the middle. He's like, oh, where's the Viet Cong? He's the guy going door to door, slitting everyone's throats. Nate's just in a bush.
Instead of pounding his feet, there's people.
First of all, before we did it in your fucking apartment, your wife was underneath us, so it didn't matter. Now there's a studio. I didn't realize I couldn't have fun.
I mean, that made
no
sense.
You can have fun. You can have fun, you weirdo. I didn't say
I jump up and down. I pound my feet sometimes.
Yes, because you're an animal. Yeah. That's the same way of fucking me and Nate went to the Columbus Zoo. The apes were acting the same way.
A little bit better.
Wow. It was a little racist the way he said that, though.
I think first of all,
to the apes.
I'm very happy for Justin. We're getting a little sidetracked off of you being gay. We're going to get back to that. But I think, and we're sidetracked off of her fucking smelly 20-year-old box.
Beanbag, beanbag pussy over here.
We're going backwards. We're going. I'm taking control. We're going back. We're gonna go back to fucking. First off, we're gonna Justin. I'm very happy for him. I love Justin, and he really does love dogs, and he's got a great show. But that's why I love this business. You never know when your fucking your ship's gonna come in. You never know when someone's gonna go you. And you're in. So I love that Justin got a show. He's a fucking great looking dude. Great guy. Really good Joe. He's Joe DeRosa's friend. I don't know if you knew that.
What? We're all friends with Justin. We're all good friends with him.
I know. That's the way everybody talks about Justin. My friend Justin.
No, we're all legitimately good friends with Justin.
I know him too.
No, we don't know him like you know him.
But here's the deal. You don't fucking introduce a guy as my friend Justin the guy you're telling it to is friends with him too.
Well, he's not friends with you.
Yeah, we are friends with him.
He told us he doesn't like it. That's how good friends we are with him.
Now it makes sense. Kelly, there's water underneath the table. Can you pass it out to everybody? And can you make sure that you write it down on that fucking new list that everybody has a drink before the
show? Everyone has their drink.
Yeah.
Thanks. Bobby's getting a pound in. I'm really off my game today. I want Dan to take over the show.
Dan.
Take over the show.
Hey, welcome back to Bob and the Monster. 101.9. That's all I can do.
Go ahead, Joe. It's your show, Dan.
No, it's not. Oh. It fails miserably. I told you. I'm no lead singer.
I'd love to take over right now. Just give me the opportunity.
Do you wear weed deodorant?
No, I don't.
It just smells like pot. Listen, here's the deal. Louis, I think that you, honest to God, I think that you have some gay in you.
No, I don't.
Not that you want to fucking. You don't. I think that you would. Can like I? You would lie with a guy. You would hold a man. You would actually jerk each other. Come with another man.
Yeah,
I don't say. I'm not saying that you would suck him off or what. I think that you would come with another man, whether it be you both jerk off, lying on each other's sides, something, something. You would do something within the man.
No, and I'll tell you, dude, this is true. Actually, I have a whole 5 minute bit about
all right,
this.
Let's not get into that. Let's not bore the people. Let's stay with
this. This isn't Comics Unleashed. Yeah. We're not walking you into a bit.
I'm not Byron Allen. I heard you like to suck cock.
I haven't heard the bit, and you already need to tighten it up if it's 5 minutes.
Dan, do the sound effects. Thank you.
What are you,
Carlin? No, like, me and my friends, like, it's
got
funny.
How do you even get to do it? Because you don't even get 5 minutes on stage. Do they?
Nate is swinging the hammer today.
Oh man, Nate's on fire.
Nate's Thor today. Get the fucking sniper.
I'm just glad he's not on me. This cocksucker.
He'll take you down a notch.
So you comparing it to September 11th?
So you're saying you don't love America?
These colors don't run.
You don't like America.
You think gays should marry?
Oh, I see what you're saying. You are saying that Obama is a Muslim. You saying Obama's a Muslim?
Anything he says.
I think Rick Perry was the greatest candidate ever. You can hate the gay away. Right. I'm going to show you it right now. Stare.
Ah, oh, shit. Oh, so what, your 5 minute bit on how you're not. Well, no, well,
do it
if you were going to do it on TV.
No, I'm not doing the bit. I'm telling you, me and my friends will joke around like we're gay if it's funny. Like the story with Justin.
Yeah. Give us an example.
Dude, Big J went to the bathroom. Yes. Okay.
Hold on. Oh, this is going to be great. Just I know he's like, so Big J turns around. Justin and I start blowing each other. Because it's funny. We said, have you ever seen a two-headed snake? This is called a two-headed snake. This is where you put the tail.
Why didn't you say my good friend, Big J?
Because he doesn't have a show on CBS.
I'm good friend
Boom.
With Justin.
Exactly. Boom.
I don't like Big
point.
J that much.
Boom.
Justin is everybody's good friend now, yeah. Now that he's going to be a big... And here's
the deal. I was exaggerating on purpose to be funny. You get it, right?
Yeah, and we're doing the same thing now. Yeah. Stupid.
Stop trying
are
to break the fourth
kidding
wall.
Me? Yeah. What are you doing? Yes, don't break the fourth wall.
I'm not breaking the fourth wall.
You're not Burt Reynolds.
Smash. He smashes everything.
How great was that when Burt used to just look in the camera?
And smile, smoking
smile,
the bandit.
And then take off. It was the best. Anyways. So
Big J, every time we go on the road, he doesn't shit in public, so he waits till we get to the hotel room. So he had to take a shit.
No one should shit in public. It's illegal.
Why would you not just wait
in a public
the hotel
bathroom?
Room?
You get it.
So if you're going to a hotel room, why would you not wait? Like,
what? No, whatever. I don't know why. That's not the point
you
of the story.
You want him to do that?
What, take a shit in public?
You should hold it. So Justin and I have a moment alone.
Why don't you shit with us at a mobile?
You know what you should do?
Yeah, Big J won't shower in gas stations, so he waits until we get to the hotel to shower at a gas station. These are just normal. Like,
no, if I had to take a shit, I would go take a shit in a gas station. I have no problem with it.
Well, Louis is taking a pounding.
I'm glad they're focusing on me. Well, that's what we're trying to get to.
We're trying to get back to you. Don't think we're not getting back to you and your flappy arms.
We just started talking about Big J, so next.
So
I don't like that Kelly is looking sexy today. I never look at Kelly. Hang on, let me say this. I never look at Kelly. She does in a good way, and nothing for me sexually. Mm-hmm. She's like my little sister. You know what I mean? Mm.
That's what they all say.
That I'd fuck in the mullet if she would keep her mouth shut and not tell my wife. Listen. I'm kidding. Kelly, you know I'm kidding. Yeah,
Kelly usually looks like a divorced lady that's just trying to get her husband to pay alimony. Yeah. And now she came in wearing makeup and a tank top. You know why?
Yeah, she has one little fucking autistic kid.
Yeah, she's
just,
like...
Yeah, hey. Just plays with an extra sketch all day. No,
wait, are you leaving again, Mom?
Kelly's like, it's like Winter Kelly and Summer Kelly. Winter Kelly's like fucking kind of dumpy and boring, and Summer Kelly's all hot and half naked.
Jesus.
Yeah. I like it.
All right.
I almost passed out. Fucking Nate, Sniper Nate didn't even pull the trigger. He didn't waste a bullet on that one. He just rolled his fucking redneck brown eyes.
His cousin eyes.
His little marbles just went. I'm not going to pull the trigger on that motherfucker.
He'll kill himself.
Living suffering enough for him.
Oh man.
Gay Joe, go.
What?
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. All right. So Lewis's story was.
Yeah, it's not. Jay's in the bathroom, and me and Justin were like, dude, it'd be funny if we just got naked and lied in the bed together. So when Jay came into the bathroom,
stop. Gay Joe, 1 to 10. I'm just gonna ask you 1 to 10. How gay is that?
That's like an 8.5 to 9.
Right, it's just funny.
No, stop. Go.
Okay, so then...
So now you're naked in the bed. Go.
Yeah, so we're naked in the bed. Now, here's the thing.
Stop. Go.
It's pushing to a 9 with your thing.
Go ahead, dude.
We're
not touching each other.
Stop. Wait.
Yet.
This is important. When you're lying in the bed, are you on your side or on your back
we're
or on your
belly?
We're
both on our back on the same bed. Both on our...
Are you both?
No, that's right. No. I was on my belly. He was on his back. Dick
oh,
up.
My God.
You were presenting.
Gay Joe's on fire. Gay Joe's on fire. Gay Joe's on fire. He goes, that's what we'd call a power bottom.
We call that presenting.
You are presenting your pieces for everyone.
He didn't want to fuck Kelly. He was presenting. Yeah.
He goes, well, Kelly presented.
So listen, so you're so you're presenting.
Yeah, I'm face down, ass up, as they say.
You don't think this is gay?
Yeah, it's gay, but it's funny. That's why it's funny.
You're the girl. You're getting ready for it. Shit. You're the bottom.
No, I was. Look, Justin was fucking face up. And then we wait. Here's what's funny, though. Right. Jay takes extremely long shits. Yeah. So he was in the bathroom for like a half an hour. And it started getting like uncomfortable. It's like,
trying
maybe
to trash Jay in this.
Yeah,
I feel
stop.
Like.
Yeah. His body took a long shit because we had to lay there like, naked with each other. And then he had his fucking my mouth.
He's a straight man.
Yeah, because he takes long, straight guy shits.
Yeah.
Trucker dumps.
Yeah, he's not in there trying to get shit out of his
like
ass.
Like y'all are
to put something in it.
And you don't see how this is funny.
Listen, hang on, homo. I'm sorry. Not that way.
No disrespect.
No disrespect.
None taken.
Listen, Gay Joe.
Official title.
I love that you call him Gay Joe.
Listen, so now he's in the bed. It's over. It's not a minute. It's not 2 minutes. It's not even 5 minutes.
It's like 30 minutes.
It's a half hour. He's presenting. Okay, Justin is what would you call that? Peacocking? What would you call that?
Didn't you think at one point, like 15 minutes in, like this is the joke's done? Like,
yeah, no. Like we did, and then we're like, well, now we're just sitting here naked for no reason don't wait it out.
Was it because you were a bit excited that you didn't want to move?
No, dude. Let me tell you something. I'm
well. Don't sing your sentences. Just answer them.
No.
Hang on, homo. Just take it down. All right. Listen, we're just trying to get to the bottom.
That's why he's the host.
That's why they're paying the big bucks.
Dan just wanted to smash you for.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
All right, listen. So you're 30 minutes into this. So we'll go. Let's go to 22 minutes in.
All right.
You're on your belly, naked, right? Yeah. Are you half full, not full, little mushy?
No, this is actually. I don't want to throw Justin under the bus here, but dude, he was like, dude, it'd be really funny if we got hard.
And oh, I was
like,
oh, God.
And this is why I think Justin's gay, because he said this, and I was like, nah, dude, that
you
wouldn't
think
be funny.
Justin's gay, yeah. I love your fucking crazy
pot
mind.
Calling the kettle, yeah. Huh?
Do you go to therapy?
I did, yeah, for a little while.
They lay naked together on the couch.
Something about Lewis's story that's getting me like uneasy. Like, it sounds like the start of like a pedophile story.
No, because you guys are making it that way.
Let's get it.
It was just a funny story before.
First of all, we didn't fucking make the story up. You're telling the story, and you're somehow making yourself the victim.
I'm not a victim. Yeah. It's funny. It's
Jay
a funny
story.
Jay
takes long dumps. Yeah. Justin wants to get hard. Like, and you're just like, I don't even want to do any
of
this.
I'm just gay. I'm just lying there naked.
No, it's fucking funny. Well, here's the funniest part of the story.
Do you know you can actually we're being funny now and no one has their cock out.
You can not do, yet.
Yeah, you can do
Jesus.
What the fuck that was?
She really is like a biker's girlfriend. She's like, you know, it'd be fun right now if everyone took their dicks out and treated me like a piece of trash. Like,
all you need is one gay guy in the room to open up her fucking horse.
Fucking this fag hag over here. What's
yeah, go get the beanbag, Joe.
So the 30, toilet flushes.
24 minutes in, what are you thinking in your head? What are you and Justin talking about?
You guys, and by the way, if the thing is funny that you guys are naked under the bed, you could still wear your underwear.
No, we're on top of the bed. Like, we're both on top.
There's no covers?
No covers.
Stop. Ruling. Gay.
I already thought you were on top of the covers.
Yeah, we're on top of the covers.
Well, that's what a gay man would think.
Yeah.
That's why they did that.
Yes.
So now that you know that, I want a ruling.
Kelly's so happy right now.
I want a ruling. Gay.
What was your response when he said, let's get hard?
I was like,
what did you say?
I was like, no, dude, we're not going to get hard.
Hey, that's
dude,
gay.
I bet I can work one up. Dude, and he literally in front of me worked up a half stiffy.
And what'd you do?
Watch. Beat me to the punch because he's a fucking sniper.
Wait a minute. Dude, I'm going to have a heart attack. So I have a pain in my chest.
Don't die on me, Bobby. Don't you go dying on me.
So you keep this shit rolling. You do not hit
post,
stop.
Yeah,
you record everything. And then you get me in the ambulance, too.
The ambulance? What the fuck is wrong with
you? I need an ambulance. Someone call ambulance.
Oh, God. Listen to me. Lewis, you watched the guy next to you for shits and giggles. You're naked on your... First of all, you're naked on your belly, which makes your ass...
Now, at this point, I might have covered up a little bit just because we were there for so long.
With deep. What?
With like a cover or something, a pillow. I don't know. Justin's mouth.
No, you're not editing this. So you're lying on the bed naked. He's naked, no covers.
Working up a half stiffy.
He says, "I bet I could get one." He starts working up one.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're watching. You're like, yeah. See if you can.
No,
do
no,
it.
No, no, no.
Like, are you encouraging? Like trying to.
No,
be
no.
Good
in
friend?
My mind.
Like, here, my hand's warm.
No, no. In my mind, I was like, I can't wait to tell this on a podcast one day, and here I am today.
So in your mind, you were thinking that you'd. This is
this funny. It's just funny to me.
Right. It's funny to
the
you.
The whole thing's funny.
Okay, so that's around 22 minutes in. He's like, let me get a hard on. Let me see if I can work
No,
this
that
out.
Might have been way earlier. That might have been pretty quick. It might have been like a minute in.
So I want to know around 24 minutes in when you know Jay's still in there. You're both
we were pretty frustrated.
So you're frustrated.
That's why you couldn't keep it hard.
We know. Yeah. We know you're frustrated.
You're backed up.
So now you're naked on the...
backed up, he said.
So we heard it. We have headphones on. What are you, fucking shitty audience member?
That is true. It's funny because it's true.
He's watching him. He said, watching him. He said, fucking. All right. So around 20, I'm talking 28 minutes in, you know that it's been a long time. You've both been naked. Are you comfortable at this point?
No, it's extremely uncomfortable, but I will. I'm
what are
willing
you talking
to go,
about?
You're not Andy Kaufman.
This is years ago, dude. This is like
yeah,
4 years
ago.
What
the fuck are you talking about for 30 minutes being naked next to your friend? One on your belly, one on your back.
Well, the first 5 minutes was just okay, how funny it's going to be when Jay walks out and we're just in the bed naked.
Right. Now, after that.
I don't know, dude. The fucking weather. I don't remember what we were talking about.
So you just randomly brought up
this
the
wasn't as big of a deal in my life until you made it this big of a deal.
Well, because it should be a big deal.
Let's ask Joe what his first gay experience was and see how much matches up this.
Good thing. Joe, a.k.a. Gay Joe. Joe?
My first gay experience.
That accent, first of all, the Australian accent now, I get it. It's just gay. Yeah. That's why you didn't know he was gay, because the Australian accent is fucking gay. My first experience. That's why
I was opening for Big J. I was in a hotel room. He was taking a long dump.
No, I'm not going to share that. I'm not going to. I was working in a bookstore and a.
You blew a guy in a bookstore?
No. Yeah, pretty much.
Very
really?
Well. Wow.
All right, go ahead. Explain the story. I'd love to hear this. Your first gay experience. I'll tell you mine. Go ahead.
No, I was working in a bookstore and a customer kind of just hit on me. So we went to the toilets and just fooled around.
The toilets.
The toilets. So the bathrooms.
Was it a bathroom with one person can poo or pee at one time? Or was it like...
there was other cubicles.
So other people can go in. So yeah. So you
there was some guy in there who was trying to take a dump for ages.
Oh, what? That guy is scarred for life.
That was Big J.
He's like, oh, he's like, fuck, I need to eat better.
Weirdly.
I got to eat better. And it's like,
Jay was in the bathroom and he was in the bathrooms.
So what?
Jay was in the bathroom, and then he was actually in bathroom. So it's not.
Yeah, it's not
both
that far
kind
off.
Of the same. Yeah.
So you went to a bathroom. There was a guy actually taking a shit.
No, I was joking. There's no one else.
Oh, sorry. Listen, no, don't joke empty. About this gay stuff. Yeah. Okay? We're trying to find out if we're all gay here. And you.
I've really taken the show in the wrong direction, haven't I?
No, you haven't. No, you've taken it in the right direction. Yeah. We've never had a legitimate gay guy on the show.
I've been on 3 times.
Hey, Lewis is gay.
I just pulled a pin out of the grenade on myself.
Can you say that in Spanish?
I can't speak Spanish.
Nice. So you're in the bathroom with this guy, and this is the first time you've ever finally got to do what you wanted to do sexually. You fantasized about it. You've wanted it.
Joe.
Right?
I'm sorry, Joe.
No, I'm just asking. No, you seriously, this is a big moment.
While you were banging Kelly, you were thinking about it.
Kelly was warm up.
You're trying to use her fat and make her pussy into an ass.
If I push it just like this, it looks like a retarded little boy.
All right, I gave you the gift of gay Joe, and now that's how you repay me.
Joe, we're not stepping on your...
Not at all.
Okay,
no,
good.
Go
yeah, I'm sure Joe's... He's fine. He's fine.
Yeah, I'm just protective.
I know you are, because it's your fucking gay friend that you fucked. Because
you raped this guy in college and you don't want him to tell anybody.
And turned him and now you feel bad.
I was passed out on a beanbag and you sat on him.
Hey, look at this. Hey, look at this. I got some prey on a beanbag. Let me just squat on top of him.
Hold these Doritos in one hand.
Yeah, hold on. This piece of sausage keeps slipping out of me hands. But it's just greased enough for this sausage. Squat down. He's not even going to know what happened.
Fucking hell, Dan.
All right, so now you're in the bed. Now you're lying in the bed with Jay, with Jason. He worked
Justin.
Whatever the fuck.
Good friend.
And you're naked. He worked up a hard-on. You got past that. Then you're just lying there. You got to the point where you got a little cold, so you put a little piece of cover over your ass cheek. He's still...
Like
fucking,
it's a Vogue photo.
He takes it off.
Yeah, he jokingly takes it off.
Goes, it'll be more fun. Yeah. Silly, no. Yeah.
We're committed to this.
So now you've seen his cock.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Justin.
Oh.
That wasn't
there's
the first
even,
time, everyone.
Wait.
Justin's
there's
fucking...
even there's even more.
Oh,
I know
no,
another
me,
story.
Let me finish that story. There's
this
plenty
is the
of
worst
story.
Another story.
Jay comes out and has sex with both of them.
Yeah, I'm trying to
long story short.
Thank God.
We'll wrap it up quick.
Or there is no Big Jay. That's what I think. Jay is not even there.
It's like Tyler Durden.
You were Big Jay all along.
Big Jay.
Big Jay's in his own room. He knocks on the door and you're like, oh, we're not even sharing rooms with Big Jay.
Lewis just lied to Justin. Yeah. Big J's in the bathroom.
And that's the road gig y'all are on, that three of y'all have to share a room. Like, who books that gig? You can bring everybody, but y'all got to share a room.
Who was on the? Who shared the bed? You guys shared?
Yeah, obviously.
You shared a bed with Justin?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not obvious, dude. I've been on a million road gigs, and I've never shared a bed with another
man. I shared a bed with Nate on the last road gig we went on.
Yeah, but Nate's not gay.
I'm a gay either.
He's a girl cousins.
Yeah. He's a cousin.
It's just his cousins.
It doesn't get weird.
Hey, by the way, we're going to see how powerful Justin is when this podcast will not get released because we talked about Justin.
No, it'll get released.
What? Wait till he will call from that show and be
you're
like,
"You're going to see how."
And CBS is going to call Bobby. Do you want your show back on or not?
You're going to see how unpowerful this show actually is when this has no effect on his career
whatsoever.
Passing wave.
Yeah, just, we're not even getting fucking Joe laid off of the show. Yeah.
He's like,
nothing. All right.
So I hear the whatever. 30 minutes in, I hear the toilet flush, and then
your dick gets hard.
You know it's almost game time.
Now you're both hard.
It's on.
Game time.
Anytime a
but Lewis starts wiggling his butt like an excited dog. He's like, here comes Jay.
He starts presenting.
Here, let me get the pillow, put it under my stomach. I don't want my lower back to hurt.
Oh my God.
A little yoo hoo.
Oh, flush. To flush Lewis.
Then
like,
he hears the shower cut.
Lewis, anytime he hears a toilet flush, his dick gets hard, his ass wiggles.
like when a dog hears a key being put in the door, it's like.
I guarantee he has a pink little lipstick like a cock too. So
Lewis has a red rocket.
So you hear the toilet flush, and you know Jay's coming out. Do you guys get excited that it's going to happen?
Yeah, this is the point where we're like, it's time.
What you've been waiting for.
Well, now what do you do? You've been sitting there for half hour. Oh my God.
Yeah, we assume the position. He gets back on his back. I lay on my stomach.
Right.
Dude, he walks out. He literally.
Hey, wait a minute. He gets back on his back, you said?
Maybe. I don't remember. I don't remember.
Where was he? Wait a minute. No, dude, you have to be specific.
Yeah.
Because there's two guys naked in the bed for a half hour. One's on his back, one's on his belly. Now you're saying that one got back on his back. Where was he that he was not on his back? Because you were on your belly. So therefore, were you both on your belly?
Our positions broke and we got back to position.
Okay, where did the positions?
I don't remember.
Did you? Wait.
We weren't touching each other.
All right, wait a minute. Where was it that the positions broke?
What do you mean?
Where did he go?
Did Justin come?
Well, I mean, no.
Did he have to go run and get a towel? Was there a phone call? Were you talking?
No, I don't remember, dude. All that probably happened.
Okay, so he got on.
Therapists would call this repression.
Yeah. So all right. So now Jay's coming out. The door's opening.
Door opens.
The toilet flush. You wiggle your ass. Justin gets the hard on. You guys are ready to go. Justin fixes his hair.
Biggest joke of
your
life.
You adjust your baseball cap. What happens?
Jay walks out. Looks at us, doesn't say anything, goes and sits in the chair and lights a cigarette.
And then he goes, go slow. As he's smoking a cigarette. I want you to go real slow.
So Joe,
that's the best that didn't work.
Joe, it didn't work. Nothing.
So Big J pulls down his fucking Hot Topic shorts.
His Janko jean shorts.
Takes off his mitten and starts jerking himself off and watching you.
That's basically what happened.
Really? So that's it. And now, how uncomfortable was it when he didn't
put your clothes back on?
Putting your clothes back on.
Oh, it was brutal, dude.
I love the thought of Lewis.
For a half an hour, no reason, naked, for no fucking payoff at all. Yeah, Jay got the payoff. Jay won that one.
Someone got a payoff.
There's another one.
Yeah. First of all, I want to see, because you're on your belly, I guarantee there was a spot of pre-cum from lying there for a half hour. Just
plumping up and then unplumping. Yeah. Plumping and unplumping.
Not a full orgasm, just the pre-jizz.
Where he wiggles around on the comforter and he's like, that kind of felt good.
I know a story. I think, has your tongue ever touched a guy's parts?
I know this story,
how fucking Southern Nate is. He wouldn't even say cock. He goes, guy's parts.
Now,
this will be dirty enough.
About you putting your tongue to someone's god parts. Please explain.
It's not exactly as clear cut as he fucking says it. Okay.
Did your tongue touch a guy's cock?
Ball. One ball.
This is turning into a very special, you know what,
I did
podcast.
I did not lick a guy's ball. Lewis. I touched my tongue to a guy's ball like that.
Which guy?
Licked balls. Which guy was it?
I just realized that I'm throwing my friends under the bus right now. Look, it's always me.
Not
Big
throwing
J,
him under the bus because he got his balls licked.
Me, Big J, and Justin. We have like gay off competitions.
Let me ask you a question. Did you do it to save somebody's life?
No.
Did you do it to save the country?
No.
On 9/11, Justin got his show.
Justin get his show because you licked balls.
Did he? Yes. No. Okay. So there was no pay.
I didn't lick balls. I touched my tongue to
a ball. Who was that,
Lewis? Like what? Like you were tasting salt?
Like a horse?
Like somebody dared me to touch my tongue to the ice cold pole outside of my elementary school.
Right. And did it get stuck?
It got stuck in the fire department. I had to take it off.
You started licking really fast to get it off. You touched it. Why did you touch a guy's balls?
We were having a gay off competition. It was in front of a bunch of people. It wasn't just.
Well, I was there.
Alone. Yeah, a lot of people
who
were there.
You can't say who the comic was?
Did you do anything?
No.
You don't say it like you just would.
Me? I'm from a royal family. I jerked off two dudes ski pole.
Have you ever done anything gay?
No.
Look at me.
No.
I know you. First of all, I know you go to therapy, and I go in while you're there, and I listen.
Then you find out that I have a rabid addiction to alcohol.
No, I'm kidding. Have you ever touched a man's cock?
No.
Have you ever kissed a guy?
No.
Ever kissed a guy? Do you ever have a guy touch your cock?
Nope.
You ever jerk off with another dude in the room?
Yes.
Come on.
I've shared a hotel room with a person before.
No, have you ever done a circle jerk?
No.
Pat, when you were
oh, really?
No.
Never.
No.
Circum jerk?
Did you say really?
Lewis is like, that's impossible. Everybody circle jerk. No, I've never done it.
Bobby, you've done a circle jerk. Definitely.
What's a circle jerk?
It's when you're, like, if we were in a room right now and if you weren't here and it was all of us.
Are you jack offing together?
Let me finish the fucking thing you asked me, you fucking talk over person. you don't have to jerk each other off. Like, that's, you could do that one.
Oh.
It's not gross.
No.
But when you all just jerk off together.
And just in a puddle.
I played Ookie Cookie.
Ookie Cookie.
I played Ookie Cookie.
Hang on, we're going to get to that. Usually when you circle jerk. Hang on one second. Usually when you circle jerk, Kelly, it's at a young age that when guys are discovering sex.
Okay.
And you don't know. It's not like at 18. It's usually like
11.
31.
Is it a competition to see who comes first? Or
and your buddy's 38.
It's not your buddy. It's a relative.
It's your uncle. Yeah. And he says if you guys don't do shirtless hugs, that you guys aren't going to be friends anymore.
What was the one that you just said, Lewis?
Ookie Cookie.
What's that one?
That's where you get together with a bunch of dudes. You circle jerk, but it's a game now.
Yeah.
You put a cookie in the middle of it.
When he did it, it wasn't a game. It was just normal.
We call it soggy biscuit.
Soggy biscuit, yeah. And then you all jerk off on the cookie.
Can I just, the fucking relationship between Gay Joe and now Gay Gomez is the
Lewis Gay Gomez?
It's a parallel, man.
We really transcended this desk, haven't we?
Here's the thing. Is Joe, it's his life, and you, it's just a game. Everything's a game to you. Yeah. You add game in front of everything that you like doing.
No, it was
it's a lifestyle to Joe. The only difference.
Yeah. Joe's like, actually, it was really lovely. We went on a date, and then we made love.
Yeah, we had a mushy biscuit.
We started with a mushy biscuit. with a jizz biscuit. Lewis is like, all right, so we were bored.
We got it with it. So then we moved on from mushy to a soppy flip-flop.
So we did. Have you guys ever played karaoke? Where you take your friend's dick and you act like it's a microphone? Because I've never done karaoke.
And at the end of the song, you just start sucking it?
It's called the finale.
And if he jizzes, you win. What the fuck, dude?
So no, I was like 12 or whatever. Me and my friends, we fucking played Ookie on the cookie.
What is the Ookie cookie?
We didn't have a cookie. We had a piece of chocolate. So we were motivated to play this game. We didn't even need a cookie.
So you guys were too poor to play the actual Ookie cookie. You had to get chocolate.
I love the thought of them going through the pantry before the game. Like,
what are we
gonna? She just want to jerk off on a cookie. Let me see what I got. No cookies, but I got
some purple stuff. Yeah.
I have cooking chocolate. It's not sweet.
I mean, it's like completely. Yeah, it's like what they use in cake. Do you guys want to use that? And Lewis is like, whatever. He's just in the other room. Forget whatever you can do.
Let's just use our hands.
I got a TV guide. Whatever. Let's do this.
Let's play Ookie on the TV guide.
Know that Joe was somewhere doing the same thing, but a little more sophisticated.
Yeah.
So you jerk off on the cookie, and whoever comes last has to eat the cookie.
It's revolting.
Dude, you, yeah. have you ever played it?
No.
Well, how do you know what Sloppy Biscuit is?
I know of it.
Because that's what they look
it.
Down on in the gay community. They go like, oh, God, you just played. Did you guys play Soggy Biscuit? You guys are some real fags. I mean, I literally will take on three guys at a time, but that's the gayest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, I don't mix food and cum.
Okay, first off, there's... I
That's really good.
First of all, Joe, how long have you been gay?
I've been out as gay since I was about 4 years.
4 years you've been out?
Yeah.
Well, and how old are you? If you
30.
You don't mean me.
I don't mind me asking. I've got everything else. Yeah.
Whoa.
I gave him a nickname, Gay Joe.
Too much.
I talked about fucking sloppy biscuits.
Age.
Do you mind? How old are you,
Yeah,
by
you
the way?
Recounted a story of him sucking a dude off in a bookstore's bathroom. But you're like, is age a sensitive topic for you?
I don't want to step on any toes. How old are you?
So wait a minute. Did you know you were gay before that?
There you go. Let it up. Let it up. Make the connection. That's where I'm going. That's where I'm trying to go. Go ahead, Lewis. Go ahead, buddy. I'm
there, was, everybody. There, was not a there was not a question you could ask them that you weren't going to get
shit
about.
No, it's brutal.
No, look, I
want to know if you knew you were gay when you banged.
No, I didn't.
Kelly.
Hang on a second. Kelly, can you get us some music up? Do you have any, like, really...
Madonna?
Maybe some Adele?
Oh, hey.
That's good.
Someone like you.
His voice is just should not be on radio. It should be on a CD.
People love my voice.
I know.
It should
love
be over. It should be over a loudspeaker when the fucking troops are coming for their village. Everyone out! You will be raped or you will be murdered.
Yeah. All right. So listen, Joe.
Sometimes they fall flat. Die in that fucking joke.
Sometimes they fall flat, Louie.
Louis, is that his new gay name?
When he fucks me. Hey guys!
His new name is Louis Vuitton.
No, I call him it's Louis Gay Gomez.
So, Louis, ask whatever you want to ask Gay Joe. Go ahead, ask.
I already asked.
Go ahead.
No, ask again.
I already asked another one.
Come on.
So, Joe, how big is your dick? No, I'm kidding. No, actually, you know what? Actually, I want to ask a question. I really want to ask everyone else a question.
All right.
Is it gay? Like, all right, dude.
Yes.
Listen,
you are. Go,
Bobby. Would you, if you had to have sex with a dude,
had to.
Like, if you really had to, somebody had a gun to your head, dude. Yeah. Would you rather have sex with an unattractive dude or an attractive dude, like Dom DeLuise or Brad Pitt? Who would you choose?
I don't know, you
both.
Fag.
I've never worked that scenario out in my head on the bus.
Well, because I realized I would probably rather have sex with a good-looking dude, and does that make me a little gay?
All right, kill it, Kelly.
Huh? I was going to play something else.
All right, hit that for a second.
Okay.
I'll tell you when to play the next one.
Jeez. Get my rollerblades on.
I'm gay if this is gay.
Hey, girlfriend.
Come on, everybody.
Oh, my God.
My shirt's tied up in a knot. My gross belly button.
Oh, yeah.
This is for Louis. No, stop it. Oh, stop it.
So
all right.
Get it, girl!
Bobby looks like he's dancing with his handbags in the middle of the circle, you know, when the arms up.
I can gay dance good.
Fat Kelly and Robert would have had a good dancing session in the day.
Your belly button just fucking turned me off.
So did
Oh,
Soda's got pit stains right now.
Armpit
stains.
He's got his belly button looks like it has a goatee, like from his hair. Like it looked like
his belly button looks like a little baby girl vagina. It killed the gay in me.
There, you're welcome. Welcome back. That's all I got to do whenever you start gaying off. I'm like, hey, hey.
Did you not have a belly button and they had to make one?
Get your finger out of there.
Soda, you're really falling apart, dude. Soda became a giant one day. Like, after he got on this podcast, he was, like, in shape. He was, like,
never in shape.
You played football, didn't you?
Lewis, for 1 second, we're going to go off topic about you helping you with fucking coming out of the closet, you're out of your mind. I'm doing this not only for you, but for your beautiful girlfriend, who I love, who should be with a man. Who should be with a man who likes women.
She knows all this, by the way. She's questioned my sexuality because of it, because I'm just fucking honest.
Nobody.
But here's the thing: I would never
their boyfriend in the ass with a dildo.
Bobby, have you ever kissed a dude?
No woman really wants.
Have you ever kissed a dude? Honestly,
kissed it? No.
See, that'd be gross. I would never kiss a guy.
Well, you have limits.
you're like Pretty Woman. Like, I would not kiss on the mouth.
I'm a hooker.
A
I'm a hooker. I'll suck a dick in a heartbeat.
I've never kissed a man. I've never.
Have you been blown by a dude?
No. No.
Tranny?
No. No.
But you would be blown by a
tranny. I blew a guy.
You blew a guy. And
I told you. I've talked about that.
No, I've never heard this.
I blew a guy for a steak.
Way gayer than anything I've ever done.
No, because I was fucking young. I didn't know what a dick was.
I was young, too. I'm 25 years younger than you.
All right, here we go. Shut your face, okay? It was fucking first, second, third, fourth, somewhere in there. Maybe before that. Maybe I was molested by a dude in a closet for a fucking T-bone. Okay? It's not something.
Wait, how old were you?
It had to be before first grade, somewhere.
It was a crime.
It was another kid, though. It was another kid. Me and him, he just made me. It was kid shit. When you suck a dude's dick, you don't know. I didn't know what a dick was.
Yeah, when you can actually reserve a hotel room with a credit card, it's not good shit.
Yeah, when you're actually driving to the place where you're going to suck.
Oh, well, that's not sucking a dude's dick. You being a little weird kid.
But I'm just being honest with you. How the steak was good.
How did that dude get a steak?
Oh, he's
young.
He wasn't young as me. But he was a little older than me, but he was still young. He wasn't like a teenager, I don't think. He might have been 10 or something like that. But yeah, fucking, he had steak, and he was like, dude, you want to have a steak? I was like, yeah.
Did he have
like,
it with him?
No, he had it. I trusted him.
Apparently. It wasn't. Yes, he thought you were definitely going to get a steak.
Wait, did he go, do you want a steak? And you go, all right, come on. And then he's like, where are we going? And then you just went in there and did it.
You didn't even say, I want to see the steak first. You didn't even, you had that much faith in him.
Was it at school?
Like, no, it was at his house. Oh. He had a house on the end of the block.
Mom, we got to make Bobby a steak.
No, mom. Just the dad, but he was at home.
Did he blow you?
That kid had to probably blow his dad all the time for steaks. That's where he got the idea.
I learned it from watching you.
Do you know what the price of a steak is? It's
a blowjob. And he didn't finish.
Okay, thank God.
Well, he couldn't. He finished, but it was like air that came in your mouth.
I used to jerk off with my friend, and nothing would come out on my end.
It was kind of hurt.
Huh?
It's kind of hurts when
he would jerk off and shit would come out. He was older than me, and I would jerk off and I would pretend stuff came out.
Like whoa, it's over there now.
Would you have toothpaste and go, oh, it's red and blue?
No, I would spit in my hand to the, like, it became like a little foamy, and I'd be like, dude, look, I got some too. Aww. And then he'd be like, oh, yeah.
He'd taste
it.
Not like,
a cookie.
But not like this.
All right, this is all turning me on. I'm not going to lie.
So you jizzed on a cookie.
Yeah.
And ate it.
No. The loser had to eat it. I lost.
And he is
I
good.
Lost, but I... No. I couldn't come at all. I didn't come. Well, everyone else jizzed on the cookie.
So that means you would lose.
You may be the loser in that situation.
No, so I
lost.
I couldn't come, but I refused to eat the cookie. And my friends actually got upset with me because I wouldn't eat it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't eat
it. You would have made them eat it.
Oh, yeah. I would have fucking shoved his face into it.
Let me ask you a question. So you're a fucking aggressive gay.
Yeah.
Jesus, you are a bear.
You should have a handlebar mustache and some chaps.
Louis J. Gomez, the bear.
Louis the bear Gomez.
So you came, you were in a room and you guys all came on a cookie.
Yeah.
Except for you.
Except for me.
And you lost.
I lost.
And you wouldn't eat the cookie.
I refused.
What kind of cookie
was it? Who holds the...
It was like a piece of chocolate. Like, you know, we have the variety packs.
Yeah.
So if I would have known it was going to be a caramel, I would have eaten it. But you never know until you bite into it, so...
Oh, that's funny.
All right, so Joe, can I just get back to you for a second?
Go for it.
So you've been out of the closet for 4 years.
Yep.
And now that you're out of the closet, is it that much better... That you're out of the closet? Is it the same? Is it more taxing? Or let me ask this question. Is it kind of fucking anticlimactic? Like, it was kind of sexier being hidden.
Yeah, it was probably sexier being hidden. Like, I was having sex with both guys and girls from the age of 20.
So you were a fucking spy.
Yeah, I was working both sides. Yeah,
you were fucking Russian and American.
It was probably more exciting when I wasn't out. And I wasn't like a big out kind of. Mine was more like, I probably should choose one and... I'll resign to that.
So here's the deal. So, yeah, because I always wondered that. Like, when you're in the closet, it must be a little like, wow, nobody fucking knows. And then you go and you're going to fucking suck a dude off. And he doesn't. Nobody knows that you went and fucking, you know, like blew Lewis in an alley. Yeah. Right? But you know.
Thanks for that, by the way.
Was he good?
He didn't come.
Oh. I did, but I can't actually come. I was just there.
He kept trying to put chocolate in my mouth.
So
he likes it when I call him an Abbo.
Jesus, Lewis.
So now that you're out, it's pretty. You're just like,
yeah, but
I'm
in a relationship now. But beforehand, it was kind of it was pretty cool when I first come out and I get to tell your straight mates, oh look, I just went to, because I didn't really like going to gay bars and talking to gay guys, and I didn't like just wasn't really into it. Yeah, just really? I just wanted to have sex and then go.
Really? Now, when you say sex, because this is what I learned too, because I've had gay roommates, and I was, as a guy from Boston, you know, we're fucking, you know, blacks and fags and fucking
queers.
Yeah,
same in Australia.
Yeah, we're brought up like
you're brought up like pieces of shit. All right.
I take offense to that.
You should.
But what I'm saying is that when I found it, some gay guys don't fuck. Some gay
guys
just,
don't.
What I mean, what would you don't? Do you have? You just have sex or?
Yeah. No. When I say sex, I mean sex. Like
you know, actual sex.
Whereas some gay guys do think that oral and, you know, whatever else is
snuggling.
No, they do. Spooning.
Spooning.
And but you like call those guys fags?
Yeah, they're the real fags. No, because they kind of think if you blow, then that's sex. Whereas for me, it's like, nah, it's got to be.
He's
you
like,
gotta
have
sex.
I like his no nonsense approach to gay sex. He's like, so it's really nice to meet you, Joe. I'm glad we went on this date.
First things first. If we fuck, we fuck. Dick in butt. Yeah. No questions asked. Yeah. I'm not blowing you like some fucking uptown faggot.
He's got me really worked out.
I'm not some down low brother.
No lube.
Or butt fucks. And I was, smash.
Yeah, Forsters. No fucking Budweiser.
Guess what? This Australian Hulk smashes.
Your accent's gotten better, Dan. That's because I've been on the phone with you trying to figure out when to do this podcast.
I love you, Kelly.
I hate being on the phone with you, but I love you.
Listen, here's the deal. I hope you never make it. I hope your career just stays here, because if I lose you, Dan, I'm going to fucking hate you. So I'd have to replace you with Gay Lewis.
Lewis is like,
hey, boys!
Just fast forward 3 years. It's just all, I'm everyone. Okay, so welcome back to the podcast. It's You Know What, Dudes. You Know What, Dudes.
Yeah, we got rid of that fucking twat.
Oh, gross. Smelling it up with her pussy.
His rollerblade wheels have lights in them now.
Glitter. He's got little fucking Daisy Duke shorts on.
Oh, you know, you'd love to wear Daisy Dukes, wouldn't you?
No.
Lewis,
come on. All right, I love it. God damn it, give me a pair of Dukes.
Do you have your little butt flap hanging out?
So we're going back now. We gotta go back to Kelly real quick. Now you
getting dug out on the beanbag.
You guys fucked.
Yeah.
You fucked.
We were together for a while.
Yeah, we were.
So you were dated.
Yeah, for a while. Now. We got to do the gay scale with Lewis's story and Joe. Yeah. Now, let me ask Nate on a Southern scale, being banged on a beanbag is about how Southern?
It's pretty, you know, it's pretty Southern.
About seven?
About seven.
It's a beer beanbag. Does that make it like an 8.5?
Is it a Budweiser? You know?
It's a Victoria bitter, which is
okay, which is like their, that's like their, yeah.
That's like their Budweiser?
That's like their natural light.
Oh,
is it
in a dorm room? In a dorm room at college.
Yeah.
Well not college. Yeah, now you're just fucking it up. I was going.
You sticking it to me?
I'm sticking it to CC. Oh, hang on, Joe.
Yeah, you think you're better than me?
I just been on the phone to my dad. And whilst I was
on the phone.
What are you hiding?
Kelly, shush.
Don't hide anything.
Kelly, we just fucking outed.
Are you fucking crazy?
On this podcast.
Yeah, fuck you.
Fuck you.
I think I started blowing you when you're on the phone.
You did.
What a pig.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's on the phone. He's like, yeah, no, Dad. No, yeah, no, I got the chick. Thank you. I love distracting
you. Now, did his cock smell like poo? No, I'm kidding.
She was the first from both sides.
Really? So she blew
as
you.
As a dude and
now,
a girl? Canada,
Kelly's got a long checkered past. No.
So, wait, does this one happen to Kelly's asshole?
No.
Hey!
Lewis is on fire.
Bonnie's still gay.
Flaming Lewis.
He was just trying to work out how big my dick was. It's just a veiled question.
Gay Joe killing it.
No, but seriously, how big?
No, Lewis. Let me ask you. Nothing's ever been up my asshole.
I know. Yeah, except blood. Yeah. Yeah. And a doctor's
except
finger.
Except a doctor with doctor's a grimace fingers, on his face and his finger in your butt. Like, right. I've worked in the medical profession for years. It's the grossest thing I've ever
experienced.
Fucking koala bear paw.
They're drawing straws in the fucking break room of the hospital. Like, right. Yeah, I got to go up there in stirrups.
So Kelly Yo. Sucked your dick.
Yeah.
And let me ask you a question.
Do it.
Was it good?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, better than a guy? As
well,
good?
Well, it's a long time ago.
What was more stubbly?
She's got quite a rough tongue. So
Kelly's got cat tongue.
Depends what you're into.
She's
I guess.
Got an alligator skin tongue.
He's not going to remember because it was 10 years ago, and he's been getting blown by dudes.
He's like, I'll never forget.
Have dicks themselves, so they know how to suck a dick.
That was his 9/11.
They can't do it to themselves.
Yeah, but they know how to suck dick.
If you think screaming is going to stop this, you're out of your fucking mind.
Kelly really is. We've got her in the corner, and
listen,
we need to
Kelly,
put her
down. We love you, Kelly.
No, it's all right.
We need to find this out. All right, breathe.
And why are you so frustrated with him saying you gave a great blowjob?
Because she brought
fat
him.
Girls
listen,
always get good blowjobs.
We assume that.
They don't know when to stop.
Yeah, no, they're greedy little piggies. And all that.
They need their mouth filled at all times.
How can people keep me? I can't stand it on the phone.
That's always fun though when someone's like on the phone, especially with some properly.
So when she gave a good she gave good head.
Yeah,
that's
she
great.
Gave
all
good bro.
Good. That's all I want to know. But Kelly. Hi. When you found out he was gay,
yeah,
you were together for how long?
6 months.
Yeah, around about six,
6 8 months.
Yeah,
you guys,
yeah, it wasn't long.
Did you guys fuck around a lot in that 6 months? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
a lot. So when you're with a guy, Kelly, you're with a guy, and you'll fuck it. I'm gonna slut out, but I mean, because you're not a slut when you're not with a guy, right?
No.
Right, and you said that confident.
Wait a minute, how long did
like
you...
I knew it. She like I knew it.
She's dating 20 people right now.
But when you're with a guy, hey, fuck it, you went at it. And when you found out he was gay, did that flip you out, or did you know?
Because he came out, we dated when I was like 20, and then
kept
he came out when he was
hair
like
back when you,
20.
When he blew.
He's like, oh, you're going to be really hat. Good if you got a really short haircut.
Can you part your hair to the side?
No, because he came out when he was like 26, 27, so we were long, long.
She put a lot of men between me. And
yeah, so did you.
And a lot of
fucking homo.
Joe,
fair enough.
How long did Kelly wait to bang you? After she
look
knew
at
you.
Us, Joe.
After
look
she knew you.
Kelly, look at me.
Yeah, Kelly.
Joe,
Kelly.
You know.
It would have been like week one or two.
Wow. And you just took his virginity.
We did try.
It's a whore.
Kelly is a whore.
All right, here's so when we, because we actually broke up just before my birthday, and then Kelly rocked up to my birthday, my 21st, looking incredible.
Right.
And,
but fat.
But
no, I lost weight.
No, she would,
it was my first skinny.
She'd crash dieted.
Oh, you.
And so
just
she
can fucking show him what he missed out on, your piece of shit.
And so she pretty much paraded around her my party, and then she pretty
everyone.
Much almost had sex with one of our mates in the toilets there.
Oh, no, I didn't though.
You
no.
blew guys in the toilet?
No.
What happened in
well,
the toilet?
Well, I went home with a guy.
I learned from the best.
It doesn't matter. It was college stuff. Like I went home.
What does that mean?
So let me ask.
It was like 10 years ago.
Well, that look at Kelly.
Kelly's not being honest right now, by the way.
Kelly's
not at all. Kelly is shifty and lying.
Kelly's not being honest. I was so honest.
What do you
today.
Want to know?
Yeah, you were. You know what?
You were honest because you were trying to get a date.
Yeah. Louis, we get it.
Let me tell you something.
Those lips put fucking Bobby Kelly's lips to shame. Look at
nice
those beautiful lips.
Nice sexy lips.
Look at his six sexy lips he just did.
Look at my lips.
Don't lick
Bobby,
lips
look at me.
Lewis will do it. Lewis's head.
That's where he goes.
Let's do it. You want to fucking see who backs out? You want to fucking
gay chicken?
This is how it starts.
Come on, baby.
Let's do it. All right.
Come on, you fucking pillow lip.
Let's
bitch.
Go. All right, ready? Hold on.
And they just
coming
in quick
inside,
at it.
And Bobby back down.
Bobby
back down.
Oh, he did back down. I'm so much fucking less gay than him.
Oh.
He was gonna fucking, and he went like this right at the last second.
The winner.
Hey, did he wink at you with the other eye where we can't see? And he's like,
But I heard him say inside his mouth like a ventriloquist, fuck me.
The winner of gay chicken and definitely homosexual, Louis
J. Wow, I'm sweating.
I whispered, if you're serious, I'm serious.
When we all leave, it's like, hey, Bobby, can we hang back, talk about Hammer Fist?
Bobby, I'm having some problems uploading.
Here's the thing. After the show, Nate's the gay one.
Yeah.
It's just him and fucking gay Joe just sucking
Nate's
each other
like,
off.
Nate's like, hey, man, I mean, I got access to this place for like another hour. Tell me about photography.
Listen, man, I'm from the South, but let me tell you something. We've learned a lot since the war.
Since Obama came in. Back to Kelly being a...
raging whore.
Kelly, we're all... You understand? Yeah. We're all... I didn't finish... Did she talk over you when you dated?
Constantly.
She just yaps over you. Kelly, listen to me.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking slut.
Yeah.
Everybody's kind of slutty here.
Yeah.
And just because you're a woman doesn't make it different. Mm. You were fucking a little whorey back in the day. Now you probably learn your lesson like all of us.
Yeah.
And you're a little more choosy with what you do when you do it, correct?
I'm very more choosy with my dick, yes. With, you know,
with not your dick.
With the dick.
Is that why he was into you?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, but when you refer to it as the dick, that sounds pretty whory.
Well, it's just fun.
Oh, they're all the same.
Don't open up that much. It's fun. I love
coffee. Oh, yeah.
It makes me feel full. The way that food
so
used
one
to.
So,
Joe, do you have a boyfriend now?
I do, yep.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Lou.
Wow.
Does that bum you out?
No. I saw his face sink.
Do you
a
think
little.
Louis is... I want to ask you a question. As a dude...
Right.
Who likes dudes?
Mm-hmm.
Which is the name of the podcast? Can you write that? Dudes who like
dudes.
Dudes who like dudes.
Listen, if you saw Louis in a skate shop, I don't know where you'd see Louis.
If you saw Louis rollerblading down the street,
yes.
Have you ever had Latino?
Which
before?
He did. That's how he saw me the first time.
Would you hook up with him? Would you one hook up with him? Two. Which is just fuck around in a bathroom. Two, actually want to get to know him, right? Or there's no three.
By the way, you know what? In my head right now, I'm like, if he says that he wouldn't do anything to me, it'll fucking break my heart.
Oh, he's so pretty.
No, I reckon if we saw each other in the street, we'd probably just, you know, go and fool around near a skip bin somewhere.
Yeah, Joe, you don't like exchanging names either.
Nah, I don't want to know people's
names. And then Louis would hit the wall and go, you tell anybody this.
After he came, I'll
find you.
And like, then skates off.
Yeah, he's the guy in Boogie Nights at the end. Yeah. Show me.
He's doing the lip, he's mouthing it. That's what you get, you donkey dick freak.
You got a big dick, Joe?
I wouldn't think so, no.
Kelly, no, you gotta ask Kelly there.
Sorry, you're right.
He's got a very nice dick, yeah.
Is it nice?
It's
nice.
It's nice, it's straight.
It says please, it says thank you.
That's like something. Is Nate Bargatze funny? He's nice.
It's straight and it's big. It's good.
Straight? So, yeah. You like straight dicks?
It doesn't matter.
It's not really straight.
It doesn't matter.
I don't like freak Cheeto dicks.
No, there's dicks that are like curved left or right or ones that are like straight.
Right.
How many inches? Or whatever your metric system is. How many kilometers?
Whatever.
Measure things in hand.
Kelly didn't. First of all, this is the first day that we have. I'm just going to announce this. Hang on one second. This is the first day that we had these things, mm-hmm. right? And we're supposed to hang on. We're supposed to take a break mm-hmm. around an hour in.
We're way past an hour.
To thank the sponsors. I mean, these are laminated, mm-hmm. and she passed me a note that said 45 minutes, which I blew over because we're in the. But she still. Didn't say we have to take a break.
Mm-hmm. Well, you want me to say it?
If I'm not doing it,
I'm going to interrupt the flow of everything.
It doesn't matter.
Well, let's take a break now. When we come back, I'll start keep on talking about cock.
All right.
Is that what you want to do?
That was pretty good.
All right, fine.
That's how she gets to a commercial.
All right, fine. You got me. I love dicks. I love all dicks. I like dicks because they're like sausages that are filled with cream, which you can't find anywhere. I've looked everywhere. I've been to several different continents. No sausages are filled with cream.
Shut up,
only
we need
dicks.
A break.
All right, we'll be right back in a second. Are you a fat fuck? Have you ever been a fat fuck? Are you trying not to be a fat fuck? Well, I am for the sixth time in my life. How many fats have you had, Louis?
I'm going through my third fat right now.
And what fat are you on?
I'm still one. I've always been. I'm just riding this out, see what happens, man. But I do want to
Yeah. I'm plumping up for the first time myself.
Yeah, Dan's got fucking I have money for the first time in my life. Fat.
And it feels real good.
Genius.
He's wearing skinny jeans.
Kelly, what fat are you on?
Number 4.
Number 4. Well, you know what? Here's the problem is when you're fat, you have to move. There's no way around it. You have to exercise. So what did I do?
I thought you meant move. No, out of the like, state, like.
That's what Kelly did. They kicked out of Australia.
You have to move out of New York City. Yeah.
You're too big.
Well, I went to yowzerfitness.com and I got myself a folding fucking insane Biscayne treadmill. This thing folds right up, right away, straight up, not at an angle that still takes up a shitload of space. It folds straight up. One of the only treadmills out there that goes straight up on itself and it wheels around. So it's good for New York City apartments. If you have a limited space and you want it just to go away, yowzerfitness.com. They're unbelievable. And right now they're running deals. It's like 75% off their treadmills. I got a $2,500 treadmill for $1,000. It's unbelievable. So go to yowzerfitness.com or call them or email. They have a chat right on the website. If you go between 8 and 5 in the day, you can actually chat with somebody. Ask for Jason if you call. He's a fucking great guy. And he's going to hate me for saying that. Yowzerfitness.com. I've been using my treadmill every fucking night. That's the key, is that now when I go home at late at night and I didn't go to the gym, I can wheel this thing out, put it down within a minute. It's on the ground and it's quiet as fuck. It makes no noise and I can get my workout in even if it's at 12 at night. YowzaFitness.com. It's helping me get back to my fucking sick skinny.
Bobby,
yo,
losing weight.
I'm going to be skinny again.
Yeah. I can't wait, man.
Sexy
I'm
Bob.
For you.
I'm too, because I'm.
You were like, it's like the old headshot.
As soon as I get
that
back,
old headshot, yeah. That's like.
That was pushing.
I look at it daily to masturbate.
I'm going back to skinny Bob, and I'm fucking Kelly as soon as I
right. But she'll be plumped back up.
Yeah.
I like Fat Kelly.
No.
I thought Fat Kelly was. I like
the big
dude.
Boobs?
Some of the listeners on Facebook have found Fat Kelly photos, and they're going crazy.
Oh, please.
Oh, dude, like, I haven't comments. Even found that.
Yeah, they've been commenting, going, look at her. Oh, mates in Jesus. Fucking.
All right, here you go. Listen, you guys, make sure you go to gorunner.com for the bandolier. I have a bandolier. Kelly has a bandolier. I have a bandolier for fucking you, but you don't want to wear it.
I do. I only wear bandoliers. I told you, when the apocalypse happens and it's full of shotgun shells, I'll wear a bandolier.
Here's the deal. I love my bandolier. Kelly, do you like your bandolier?
Yeah, it's great. I use it when I go running.
Yeah, you use it when you go running. You use it at the gym when you're working out. Mm. You can use it walking around the city, and it's great for when you travel.
What is a bandolier?
I would love a bandolier.
It's a gorunner.com, RUNNUR.com. It's unfuckable. It's like it goes around you, but you put your cell phone in it, your IDs, your all your wallet stuff. Headphones in the back. It has a sunglass case for your sunglasses, so you can walk around the city.
It's awesome.
It's like a man purse, but it's actually cool.
It's cool. It's like a backpack, but it's like it's not heavy, and it's fucking. It goes.
Yeah. It's a cool dude purse.
It's a cool dude purse. GoRunner.com. Make sure you go there and tell them that Kelly sent you from the fucking You Know What Dude podcast on Riotcast.com. Any other sponsors we have to thank?
Mics, blue mic.
Thanks.
Yeah, blue microphone, and we want to thank Laugh Button Live.
Laugh Button Live.
And we want to thank Laughspin.com. They're always a supporter of the You Know What Dude. Make sure you go and check them out. And also check out the two new shows we have on Riotcast.com. I'm fucking excited. You'll be excited too, because one of them is a shemale. The Bailey J Show is on Riotcast.com. So make sure you go check them out. And Weird Medicine with Dr. Steve, two of my favorite podcasts that I listen to. You guys might not know about them. You might know about them. A lot of ONA fans
do. Dr. Steve's the best. I want him on this show so bad.
Fucking Dr. Steve is one of my
some
favorite.
Questions about my asshole. Get some proper
we
answers.
We gotta get Dr.
Get
Steve
him in,
on the show.
Please.
I love to have Dr. Steve.
We've all got questions about her asshole.
But whatever, I don't want you to.
Well, you don't want us to what?
It haunts us like the Covenant. Like the Ark of the Covenant.
Are you looking at Kelly's asshole? We turn to wax.
I just melt.
But anyways, go to riotcast.com. We have two brand new shows. Make sure you support these shows. Go to iTunes, subscribe to them, and review them. That's how you stay in the top 10. If you guys don't know that, if you look at the top 10 on iTunes, the only reason why it's a 24-hour period. Subscribe and review. Make sure you do that for our show, all the other shows on Riotcast, but make sure you support Weird Medicine and The Bailey J Show, two of my favorite podcasts. I'm not just saying that either. I'm so excited that they're on Riotcast.com, because if you look at Riotcast now, it's not the same pod. If you go to other networks, it's the same horseshit over and over. The same couple dudes talking about blah, 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 blah shit. this, our network now has the nerds. We have the fucking two chicks. We have Rich and his wife. We have Dr. Steve. And now we have a shemale, the AVN 2012 shemale of the year. So
you're not even going to mention mine.
I was getting to it.
You piece of shit.
I was getting to it.
You listed every other podcast but Hammer Fisting.
Hammy
Fisting.
Hammer Fisting. We know where the name came from now. Dude, we name it Hammer Fisting. Jason, what's his name?
No, I'm going to tell you.
What's the kid's name?
Chris
Everybody's
Tinkle.
Friend?
Chris.
No, who jerks off, who got the show?
Justin, our best friend Justin.
Yeah, Justin, I'm going to have a podcast. I want to name it what we do. Hammer Fisting. Anyway.
Do you remember when I was laying on my back and you were on, when I was
remember
on my
when
tummy?
When I was presenting?
And I started wiggling my butt and
like
you hammer fisted me?
Kelly's doing my impression. I think it's hilarious. Like her, like a female with an Australian accent trying to do my impression.
Yeah.
I just looked at Kelly's boobs.
Oh, yeah. I've been looking at them all fucking podcasts.
I never, ever looked at them, and I just saw them in a weird way.
In a weird way? Why? What? A side boob?
You're such an insecure person.
Your boobs are weird.
I love the fact.
Weird tits.
This is the greatest thing about
Kelly's got weird tits.
Hey, circus tits. What are
you like trying to recall a third tit coming out?
What if she just took one out right now and it was weird? The nipple was underneath.
It had like a face on it and like, hey, Bobby.
Yeah, and Joe just puked because he remembered
it. Looks like one of those carnival pennies that's all smashed. It's all long.
And then we all become gay and that's what turned him to gay? Like she has
He's like, don't look into it.
He has
don't
that much of power.
Yeah. And I'm all,
Joe loved my tits.
Shit.
Don't ask to see him. Don't ask to see him.
Back in the day, because I was big titted then. I was an E back then. Big titties.
I'm going to say this. I like fat Kelly. Kelly, I think you're beautiful. Okay, I think you're a beautiful girl.
Thank you.
And we're going to get to this, too, because we're going to hook you up with a guy. The contest
is
coming up.
Yeah.
But I like
it. Get some dick.
It's called
Get Kelly's Dick.
It's been 5 weeks.
I like Fat Kelly. It was sexy to me. She was a little fuller.
Voluptuous.
More attainable.
The kind of woman that passionate Bobby would like.
She's obtainable now.
Is she?
And
I said attainable. She's attainable. She's hot. Kelly's hot now.
Not in the winter, apparently.
No, she's attainable for us. Like, it was when she's fatter, she's easier to get. Now she's hot.
But my problem is I don't have any game. Like, I went out last night.
You don't need game. You have a vagina.
I don't. I went out last night, and there was a situation where I was like, oh, I fucked that up. Like, I'm such an idiot with boys. I don't know what I'm doing.
What'd you do?
Because I started talking to a boy, and I was like, back and forth, back and forth. And then he's like, hey, can I get you a drink? And I was like, nah. Like, because I don't drink.
She's like, I'll take some food.
Because I don't drink.
You wouldn't happen to have some meat and cheese on you, would you?
I don't want to make you gay.
You seem like a nice bloke.
I think he took it as like me like rejecting him, and I wasn't. Because I'm
you
like, and then I had to go in the
I'll fucking ruin you.
I mean.
So listen.
And he was like, oh, okay. And I was like, oh, no, I'm not really a drinker. I'm like,
do you want me to suck your cock?
What am I going to do? Order a Diet Coke? Like,
it got weird. So can I
buy you a drink?
I mean, I don't really drink, but you want me to blow you?
What?
Okay, I mean, you can put it in my mouth.
This is what we're doing.
Greenfield sausage.
This is what we're doing. Listen, this is what we're doing. We're putting together a contest with the fans where me and Dan are going to vet men off of the internet. If you want to do it, you email me at ykwd@riotcast.com.
A couple guys Facebook me and I told them.
Yeah, don't Facebook us. Don't tweet us.
Really?
Email us with your bio. We need a
photo.
Legitimate, a photo of you and... Try not to take it with your kid.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Or your wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who do you think's taking the picture?
Cock shots permitted?
No.
You're not.
Only cock shots.
We'll filter all those to Louis J. Gomez. Louis is like, it's like Christmas. There's so much dick in my inbox.
Are you on the phone at my fucking show?
I'm emailing to get the date with the... I swear to God. I'm impressed with emailing
you. You're like fucking Maura on your own show. You're emailing.
I was waiting for you to say it because I thought that was going to be funny. I was emailing you to get a date with Kelly.
That's so funny.
You fucked up my joke.
So funny.
Dan, have you really gotten Facebook messages?
I fucking
messages?
Love fucking
what?
Nate. Listen, fucking slut. We're getting to that.
Yeah, she's getting all fucking. She's going to start rubbing her ass on the fucking corner of the couch.
Yeah, like Lewis did in the
She's in heat. She's in heat.
She's going to
start. Don't bang on the floor. There's people downstairs. The fuck, you fucking drummer from Metallica?
One, two, three, four.
Duk, 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 duk.
Listen.
You just fart?
I really wish that would happen.
She just banged on the floor again. Listen, here's the deal. First of all, Nate, you're hilarious.
Well,
he's just. First of all, if you're gonna do it, no more Facebook, no Twitter. No. Email ykwd@riotcast.com. We need a photo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We need a bio. What you do for work? Where you from?
How you make your fucking living?
Yeah.
If I'm gonna send you out on a date with Kelly, I gotta fucking know things.
Your age.
About.
Your age.
Yeah, and not made up.
Yeah, we want you. First of all, legitimate cock size. I think that we should know what size your dick is.
Yeah.
A guesstimation. That's not for you. That's for us. We want to know what you're getting into.
Yeah, because I want to see if there's like if I set her up like if my guy's like a thick cut.
Yeah.
Thick cut.
Send him out on a date with Kelly, and she comes back, and she's like, I used to be straight even, meat and cheese.
Yeah.
If then I know.
We want to know what size you're packing, cut or uncut. We want size.
God.
Yeah, we want to know. You like
any former STDs?
Do you like cut
current
or uncut?
STD. What do you prefer?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, I've had both. Jesus.
It doesn't matter.
All right, so you don't mind shuffling that back?
Well, it's easier to blow a guy if he's got skin, but then it feels cleaner when he doesn't have the skin. Because the guys with skin are more sensitive.
Really?
It's a lot easier to do a job.
Well, you're a fucking professional cocksucker.
She really just look at it like you brought it in. You're like, hey, what's the support beams right here? She's like, this guy was obviously probably using non-union. These look to be about 4-inch stud screws. I'd say shoddy job. I could come back in here, take care of about this 3 weeks.
Yeah. Lewis, what do you prefer? What was Justin?
Oh, come on. He's Justin's both. Got a beautiful dick. It's obviously cut.
Gorgeous.
It's a beautiful piece on that guy.
Oh, shit.
So we need all these details. We need them. And we want to know what you like, what you don't like,
do's and don'ts.
Yeah, do's and don'ts.
Also, what about what you would do with Kelly on the date?
Yeah.
Describe the date.
Yeah, that's a good one. Describe where you're going to take her, what you're going to do.
What are your three best personality traits? What are your three worst personality traits?
We need to know all this. And you're paying for the date. We were going to pay for the date, but Kelly brought up a good thing. He should pay for it to see where he's going to take her, what type of dude he is. If we pay for it, any fucking schlack.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
Yeah, he's going to get a blowjob at the end of it. What are you getting money for? Jesus.
Look at even Gay Joe's like, it's right.
He like nodded. He goes, he's like looking at his camera. He goes,
out the back of fucking Shake Shack.
He goes, Gay Gomez nailed that one. That goofy Puerto Rican queer she doesn't know is Kelly.
What the... Nate, have you ever done anything gay?
No.
Are you kidding me?
Have you ever?
This conversation is the gayest thing I've ever
had. Fucking mega church, Nate? No way.
Mega church? Yeah. Are you religious?
Yeah, I'm. Yeah.
Do you go to church every Sunday?
No. I've been to church in a while.
So how the fuck are you religious?
I believe, man. I know where I think y'all are going, so just let it be like that.
who out of all of us right now? On all of us, including Gay Joe, who's going to hell first?
Nate's on fire. Nate's on fire. Not even
Nate's
saying.
Nate's a
bigot. No one said that his stock on his sniper gun was the Confederate flag. It's fucking, this one's for Dixie.
So you're, all right, so it goes Joe.
Well, yeah.
Joe's going to hell for. Hey, Joe, what are you going to do?
Sorry, rules are rules.
What are you going to do? There'd be a lot of you down there. You'd be happy.
That's why they call it flaming.
Sounds like a good time.
All right, who's second?
Sounds awesome. Huh?
Who's second?
She's a woman.
So she's second.
Second.
All right, she's a foreigner.
Who's third?
Let me go on fatness.
gluttony. So gluttony.
I'm sorry.
Sworn to seven deadly sins.
Puerto Rican.
Well, yeah. Gay. Gay Puerto Rican.
Gay Puerto Rican, which is, you'll probably be running
you're
it.
Skipping to the first thing. Skipping the first thing.
He should bump Joe out of that spot.
That is true. Yeah.
At least Joe's not hiding it.
Yeah, that
he's
is.
Not lying.
I'm a liar, I'm Puerto Rican, and I'm gay.
Yeah, he's doing three. Joe's just doing
just
one.
Living an honest life. Yeah. That's true.
And I'm kind of fat. Let's get real.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're all seven.
So you're going.
So and then Dan's last.
Yeah.
And you're going to heaven.
I mean, yeah.
It's really.
Yeah.
So you don't do any. You don't even masturbate, do you?
Yeah. No, I don't.
You don't,
Bobby. No.
Why?
It's just it's a different game.
No, I don't know.
I don't believe
that.
I don't believe that at all.
No, I'm not like that. I mean, I grew up a Christian. Like, in a. So
okay. He masturbates while he thinks about gays in hell.
I,
yeah.
And I was joking about, like, I don't, you know.
I know you're joking.
Do you? Because I don't do you. Turn it on me like
that. No, I'm sorry. Is this when the fucking sniper rifle, the 50 cal's on you, you get let's a little fucked like, up? Really?
Ooh, us snipers like to sit. And, really? We've been found. So now we're like, go, go.
Go,
go.
You've been compromised?
Run. Yeah.
Our out, spot's quick. Been compromised.
So you jerk off?
Yeah.
Okay. But not you don't like it.
It makes me furious.
You
feel
you go devil. You go devil. Get out of me, devil. You gonna get. You gonna get devil.
You smash your hand on the wall after.
Just fucking punch him.
He does penance. He whips himself like in Da Vinci Code.
I think. So you don't you but you're cool with it. I mean you
yeah no yeah I'm a.
You're married,
I grew,
right?
Yeah, yeah. I grew up, which I just grew up in the South in a Christian home, right. Like, and I just raised Christian. Like, I'm not saying I'm not a great Christian at all.
Right. No so, Christians yeah. are great.
No.
That's the best part about being a Christian. You get to go, look, I'm not perfect.
There was only one person that was perfect.
Yeah, and that's the best part about being
Joe.
Christian.
Yeah. What?
Lewis really is smitten. He's like, looking, dude. You know what?
You know what?
He's like, you know what?
Fuck Kelly. You, I think we should hook these two up.
Yeah. Let's send Lewis and
Joe.
Are
you guys
going to
pay
date?
For the date?
I'll pay. If you go on a date with Joe, I will fucking pay for it.
Dude, I would almost go on a date with Joe just to get the free meal out of it. That's where I'm at in life right now.
And give the beach.
I mean, cause that goes without saying, doesn't it?
This is what you have to do. You have to, Joe, would you go on a date with him?
Oh, for sure.
All right, so you guys go on a date, all right? I want you guys, legitimately, I will pay for the date. I want you to go out for dinner, right? You meet. But I want you to dress up, too. I want you to look good.
As much as I dress
no
up.
No rollerblading.
Yeah, no, Joe. We'll see if Joe wants it. Yeah. You want
it? Did you like the rollerblading,
Joe? Joe's like, don't cock-talk me, God. Would you go on a date with Joe?
I'd have to talk to my girlfriend about it.
Why?
I would do it because it's funny. I laid in a bed naked with a dude. I would obviously go on a date
Everything
with Joe.
You do is because it's funny.
It's hilarious.
I would have sex with him because it's hilarious. Yeah, but
we're not telling you to watch him jerk off and get a hard on like you've already done.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
But I think I think it'd be funny. I would do that as long as my girlfriend was okay with it.
All right, so find out if your girlfriend's okay with it, and if it's okay, Joe, would you?
By the way, you know how uncomfortable I am. I like won't make eye contact with Joe during this conversation. Yeah, like I'm like it's actually I'm sweating.
I think whoever wants Lewis to go on a date with Joe,
I'll tell you this: if we get over 15 requests
it's for him to go on
at
a
YK,
you got 40,000 listeners. It's got to be more than 15.
What if we do a double? What if you do a double date?
They're lazy listeners.
What if you do a double date?
85 on the charts. Okay.
A double date?
A double date. A double with Kelly date. And whoever
and
wants to. Yeah, and the listener.
That way Joe can watch out for Kelly.
He can chaperone me.
Yes.
And then Kelly can watch out for Joe because I'm a rapist.
Yeah,
so.
that way Kelly doesn't end up a torso with no nipples in the fucking Long Island Sound. And then we're going. And then the Australian authorities are like, we have a girl over there. She was on a pretty decent podcast, 85 out of 100. They didn't really leave reviews. Where did she go? And we go, whoa. Well, I don't know where those three Phantom episodes went.
We got his email address. That's all we know about him.
His Facebook page is shut down.
All right, listen, we got to wrap this up. So that's what we're going to do. YKWD, if you want Kelly, that's it. If you want her, you email YKWD at riotcast.com. Don't Facebook it. Don't tweet it.
Yeah,
unless you emailed it. You can do that as long as you emailed. We would need a bio. As much info about you, a photo, how big your dick is, and all kinds of
date
stuff.
Date idea.
Date idea. Where are you going to take her? Joe, a.k.a. Yeah, Joe.
I like that. Hey, girl.
A.k.a.
Hey, Joe. A.k.a. I'm here. We are.
Prop
and,
A, Joe.
And fucking Gay Gomez.
Louis Gay Gomez.
They're going to go on a date together with Kelly to chaperone. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
And Nick, thank you so much. Hey.
You didn't get to come.
That was
awesome.
I've been called Nick quite a bit.
You know why I called you Nick? Because I was thinking of Dick. And I looked at you, Nate. I was thinking of two fucking, his awful dick and Joe's awesome. Docking.
Touch them. Pull your skin over mine. Let's seesaw.
I don't know.
It's like the thing that you get your thumbs, that your fingers stuck
passing
in.
Of the
like
Olympic
the Chinese finger trap.
The Chinese finger trap.
I'm passing the Olympic torch.
I'm going to grab your dick. You grab mine. And then you thrust, then I thrust, you thrust, I thrust, seesaw.
Lewis,
it's like
so
he's, it's like he's one
story.
Airplane trying to refuel another airplane.
I hope Joe fucks you. I hope just for the joke of it.
Me too.
Dude, he fucked me for the joke of it.
Dude,
so funny.
It was so fucking funny. You have no idea. I was laying there grabbing my ankles. I was just rocking.
I had my
forth.
Skates on.
What was it called?
Presenting?
Presenting.
Presenting.
I was doing my Comedy Central Presents.
All right, listen. All right, we're going to get the fuck out of here. Nate Bergazzi, the sniper. You are the shit. Thank you
it's
for coming
best.
On.
Thanks.
You're awesome. Luis Gomez,
Jay
a.k.a.
Gomez.
Fucking the gay Gomez.
The gay.
Joe, thanks for coming down. He's been taking photos the whole time and videos, so make sure you look for those on our
Facebook page and the Twitter stuff.
What's the names of it?
YKWD podcast at Twitter. And there's one at Facebook. We'll pop them up and make some little films and stuff so everyone can see me squirming in my seat because I got called a whore a lot.
You did. But you know what, Kelly?
Okay.
You're a sweet
good
little
whore.
You wear it well.
You're sweet little whore.
You're our little whore.
I'm your whore.
Yeah, you're our whore.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Lewis.
Fucking Puerto Rican.
We're gonna
stop trying to make up for it now.
It's
too late in the game.
Yeah, you came on a cookie.
chocolate, actually.
We're gonna get you a man. We're gonna get you a goddamn man. Or we're gonna try to get you raped. Either one.
Well, hopefully.
I'm kidding. I hope that doesn't happen.
I hope that doesn't happen.
Take that back.
Like,
put that in the thing. Say you won't rape her. Say I promise I won't rape her.
I don't want any fucking scumbags.
Don't
going
you
out. I want
fucking
a
hurt Kelly. That's what I do with my words.
Honest to God, I want a legitimate guys only. Don't fuck around. We're not taking stupid. We're legitimate guys that want to date a chick that used to be fat.
And also not a guy that's gonna be afraid of me talking about it afterwards.
Or a guy who's afraid of a girl talking the whole time.
Trust me. And if you hate like long text messages, stay away.
Yeah,
it's like a fucking novel.
If you don't want a fucking Australian turkey.
dude, ask Nate how fucking I was on the road with him while he was recording a CD all last
week.
She's
doing
her job.
Don't even try.
You know what, Kelly?
She called it party.
You guys are so fucking vague. I have to ask
what
time.
She doesn't ask
what
time.
I have to ask those questions because
American.
Let her yell. Let her get it. Go ahead, Kelly. Go ahead.
No, then she clams up like that. That's when I attack. She doesn't. You know what? Fucking who, what, when, where, and why. That's five things. That's all you got to do. Hey,
I
wait,
do
2:30, Wednesday,
yes.
I was on the phone with you. We had a lovely conversation about doing the podcast this week. I said, yeah, I'll see. I'm right with Nate. Isn't they going to be in the show? You're like, yeah, that'll be fun. Let's have Nate on. Great. Then she goes, did you talk to Bobby about the podcast? Sure did.
That's me. I blame me. Because I keep switching.
Don't you jump in front of the bullet for her.
I'm going to take the bullet for this. I'm going to take the bullet for it because things keep fluctuating. We have Colin coming in tomorrow. Yeah. We have a bunch. Things kept switching up and going back. So I kept having to tell her to change things. So she's just doing what I tell her to do. So it's her. But she is wordy and she does talk too much. She interrupts you and her text messages are I don't even read them. I just call her back because they're fucking shockingly long.
I try to literally get them as short as possible.
Right. So I agree with you. So anyways, but I take some of the hit on the switching. I love Kelly too. Do you love Kelly?
I love Kelly.
Kelly, we love you.
I love you guys too. All right. This is very sweet.
We're going to get you some dick.
Man.
Anyways, and of course, thank you so much. Fucking Dan, aka Monster Voice Soda.
Oh, thank you.
You're
the
shit. The
best.
Kelly.
Me.
I love Kelly.
Yeah.
Thank Kelly.
It's got really nice and sweet.
We're going to go around the horn here. Give your stuff, your plugs right around the horn.
My plug. So follow me on Twitter at KELLYFASTUCA. And I've got my show Underbelly at the Creek in the Cave, 2nd of June, 10 o'clock. Come on out. Joe, do you want to talk about anything?
I'll be having sex with one of the guests of your show at the back alley. So come watch. Yeah,
I want Gay Joe back on because I want to learn more about gay stuff.
Yeah,
I really do. How interesting was it that I finally got to ask that question? Was it more sexy when you weren't out of the closet? And I always wondered that.
Well, there you go.
Because I find it more sexy. You know what I mean?
Oh.
If I come out, it's just going to be regular old
gay
Bob. Gay
Bobby.
But now it's fucking secret. Hi, honey. I love you. I'll talk to you later, Dawn.
At Dan Soder on Twitter. You could see me at Comics at Foxwoods May 31st through June 2nd.
Hot show.
Big four headline. Shows.
First headlining.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be great.
Yeah.
gonna be good. Are you ready to watch a 25-minute headlining set?
You know what? Not cool, bro.
No, I'm joking. It's cool.
I'm looking at the high end of 39.
Are you guys ready to watch 25 minutes of good stand-up and 25 minutes of mediocre stand-up?
You ready to hear everything I've ever written?
It's called filler. Go fuck yourself.
You want to see some crowd work mixed in?
It's called running out of steam at 32 minutes. Oh, no. We love you, Dan. Nate,
it'll be great.
What do you got, Nate?
If you want to go see a middler do better than a headliner,
you ready to see a middle stretch all weekend? Come to comics.
If you want to see me go, what else?
What do you guys want to talk? If you guys want to hear the question, what do you guys want to talk about?
Have you ever seen a 30-minute host set? You will.
If you guys want to see the Late Show on Saturday canceled, and Dan home early.
You guys want to hear some voices? Let's do some voices.
If you want to hear two shots.
Now we're just taking dicks.
Now we're taking shots.
I mean, you really want me to start handing them back?
Now, what voice are you going to use?
Well, I think we know that Fake Kelly's up first.
It could
get some pretty vicious.
It does. It gets really vicious.
I mean, I really could just.
Yeah. Do it. Uh-oh. Do it. Pack the bag. Go on.
Just do it.
Listen. You're going to. I'm honest to God. I'll say this out front right now. Mm-hmm. Go and see Dan Soder.
That's going to be awesome.
He's the best.
At Comics. Where is it?
Foxwoods. Casino.
You're headlining your first gig.
First weekend headlining. I've headlined before, but only one-nighters.
Look, man. No joke,
I usually feature.
That's
like, that's what you said. I've headlined before. Like,
It's your first headline gig, dude. It's going to be awesome. You're going to have a great time. Make sure, I don't know what the word was.
The Gestapo.
Make sure that you go and check him out. If you live in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Boston, New York, go down for the weekend. Get a hotel room for the night. Go down and support Dan Soder. But not as much as you need to support me when I'm there a couple months later.
There you go. Like, well, I'll be opening for you.
If there's a choice.
If you want to see me on my strong suit, come back a couple months later when I'm opening.
You can see both. Yeah. Two trips, couple months.
Are you opening for me?
No, that'd be awesome, though. That'd be really funny if I'm at the club and I'm like, so can I feature in a couple? They're like, what?
Yeah. You can make that happen, don't you?
No, he doesn't need to do that.
No, you don't go from headlining to middle.
You don't.
Understand, man. This is really fucking big, bro.
It's big.
I'm really happy for you. You're a funny guy. You know I'm your biggest supporter, dude.
Yeah.
I've done everything for you.
Biggest break in comedy.
Your whole career.
But listen, no.
Most of it.
I'm fucking for you. So this is a big night. I know we joke about it, but I hate when people, you know, bust balls and get people not to go. Go and see Dan Soder headline for the first time. Because one, it's going to be hilarious. Two, he might fail. That's funny.
I've never seen Dan bomb.
Shut up, Kevin.
Listen, just Twitter.
The best.
Shut up.
Just Twitter, @ Nate Bargatze.
All right, that's
Bargatze. I'm in the city.
Yeah, what else?
Till June 13th. I'm in Comedy on State in August. I'm about to take a. You know, my wife's pregnant, so.
He's having a baby.
We're having a baby. June.
You're
or
promoting
July.
That?
No, but I'm saying
I don't have any. Like, I don't have anything for like till the end of July.
Okay, all right.
I'm taking some stuff off.
All right. Well, you have a website.
NateBargatze.com.
All right, go there, man. Check him out. One of the funny dude, unbelievable. Every time you're on, I love when you're on. Luis J. Gomez.
Bam. @ Luis J. Gomez. It's Luis J. Gomez on Twitter. And also go to my podcast, the Hammer Fisting Podcast. If you're a mixed martial arts fan, we talk shit. We have fighters on every week. We have two podcasts a week, so it's pretty awesome.
Getting better all the time. Legitimately had Jake Shields on. I got to talk to Reed because he's going to get you a special guest.
I know, that'd be sick.
You're really stepping it up. The new guy you just added, I fucking love.
Julian Vance, funny dude. Yeah, Chris Tinkle's the other comic
Chris
on
Tinkle,
it.
It's fucking great. If you like MMA, it's on Riotcast, and it's one of the fastest growing shows on Riotcast, too. You guys started out with a nice little following, and now you're growing consistently all the time. So it's a fucking great show.
Yeah, and also, if you guys are out in California, I'm doing my West Coast tour. I'll be in San Francisco, San Jose, San Diego, and Los Angeles all throughout the end of May and the first half of June. So go to GomezComedy.com for dates.
And you know me, Robert, @ Robert Kelly on Twitter. And we have, what? Literally the owner of everything just walked up and said, wrap it up. What's up, Noam? How you doing?
I'm good, Robert.
So Robert Kelly, you know, make sure you go riotcast.com, go to the iTunes, subscribe, leave a review. That's how you keep us in the top 25 or the top 100. Like I said, Riotcast this week, we introduced the two new shows, Bailey J and Dr. Steve. Dr. Steve's number 24 on the charts. We had 7 shows in the top 200 this week, which is fucking great. 7 out of 12 shows off Riotcast. 11 shows. Yeah, we are uneven. Shows were in the top 200. So that's great. Along with the host of the Comedy Cell Live, who's sitting here judging me right now. His show was, I think it was 30-something. He beat me, fucking of course. Yeah, your show is, really? Yeah. Don't fucking say it. Like, oh, he makes me sick. No, you're in the fucking... No, you're...
He just doesn't even care.
Your show is a hit. You have some self-esteem. His show is a beat me this week. But so there you go. What are you doing, Kelly?
We're going to wrap up because Dan's going to get out of here.
Oh, fuck yeah. Let's go. Right, we're getting the... Well, he has actually 10 minutes.
I have 10 minutes.
Yeah, so why don't you stop whispering and using hand signals? We do have to wrap up. what else? I'm fucking just going on and on. This is the worst ending of any podcast. You know why?
Because it's dudes on dudes.
Dudes on dudes.
Wait, dudes
never
on
ends well.
Dudes. No, dudes who like dudes.
Dudes who like dudes.
Dudes who like
dudes. Dudes on dudes. Dudes on dudes.
Dudes on dudes.
Better when you do it Australian.
Gay Joe. All right, we'll see you guys later. Go fuck yourself. Sit your ass down. It's time for what? Gay Joe. You know what, dude? With Bobby and friends. Okay, here we go. All right, tech talk for the day. Yeah. Is that somebody in the hallway? Are they dropping off the fridge? I got this new thing, man. I got this new thing. I went and got it.
What do you think about it?
I love it so far, but
it looks fucking super cool. It looks like Demolition Man shit.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah, it's a band. It's the Nike Fit Band.
Is the fridge here? The fridge is here.
Which is my tech talk.
The fridge is here.
Refrigeration.
Yeah, you can leave it right there, dude. That's great. Great. You pay the guy? What's up, dude? We're doing a show right now. How you doing? You're on the air right now. What's your name?
Tony.
What's up, Tony? You Yankee fan?
Yes.
Does this bother you right there? Red Sox? Now you don't give a shit anymore? Remember back in the day when we used to hate each other? Now we're just like, what's up, dude? You're a champion. I'm a champion. All right, buddy. Thanks a lot, Tony. Don't spend it all in one place. Get it? Yeah, give it to me. We got a fridge. Our fridge came in. You know what? Fuck tech talk on this thing. We're going to do tech talk on the new fridge.
Refrigeration. First started in the 1910s.
Back home, we call them an icebox.
Do you guys really call it an icebox in your dumb island?
It's your shit outside, Man. Dan. Of
you
course
fucking lost your intelligence with your hair, you fucking...
Oh.
Hey.
She's cutting deep.
My name's Kelly. I have no middle ground.
Either I'm a cunt or I'm real super sweet. I just made fun of Dan's hair. Now he's probably going to push me down the stairs.
My name's Kelly and there's no middle ground.
No middle ground, Kelly. No middle ground, Kelly.
Either I'm giving hugs. Or I'm telling you, go fuck yourself, you fucking cunt, you wanker.
You are a fucking coos.
Alright. Tech talk for today. Tech talk
With Bobby and friends.
We're gonna actually do this. Kelly, will you open up my bag and grab me the bag? I got it today. It's a Nike Fuel. What the fuck is it
Fuel.
Called? Let me see. It's called
Nike Fuel.
Yeah, Nike Fuel Band. We had this, what the fuck was that? Oh, I throw it? Is that what that means? Yeah. What am I, a fucking seal trainer?
You want the fish?
I needed that to read, you cunt.
Yeah, there's another fucking box right there, dude.
I got this today. Apparently, you get an app with this off on your iPhone. You plug in how many fuel points you want to lose. Okay, so, and it keeps track with your arm movement and you, it's like a, what are those called? A pedometer? How many steps you take and how many calories you burn all day long. And when you hit your whatever you 2,500 or 3,000 or 4,000, the app goes off and says, you've reached your fucking goal today. You did good. So, and it looks like a cool ass wristband.
It's a watch too, though.
Yeah, it's a watch. You push the button, it tells you it's 4:01, and it has these lights over here that actually tell you how much battery life. It lasts around 2 days. You have to plug it into your computer, and when you do that, it downloads all the info to the website too, which is actually cool.
So at the end of the day, it tells me that I've done my quota for the day, like at like 8 o'clock at night. It's like you've done your quota. That's dangerous for me. Why? That's like the red light to go, let's get some KFC, get the dirty bird. Because I'll eat junk food when someone tells me I've done my...
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. You get to keep track. Why are you looking at her with evil eyes?
What? No.
Oh.
What?
Dan's eyes are either sexy or evil. Well, what happened, Kelly, you keep track. Like, my fuel points, I have 2,500 I put it for. Light activity. That's just me walking around the city and moving. I've already got... today, I've got... Hang on. I'll tell you. You can hit the see steps. It tells you. I've already taken... 1,050 steps. I've walked, my little legs, my little fat legs have moved 1,000 times. And it tells you fuel points, I already have 491 just from moving around.
And you want what, 25,000?
2,500 I okay. put in. Just you can change that on the app too. When you change it, it changes it for
I
that
just think
day.
It looks fucking awesome.
And then calories too. I've burned 217 calories just by moving today. By walking and moving and doing this podcast, you're burning calories. So it tells you how much calories you've learned, how many steps you've taken, the time it is, fuel, blah, 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 blah. So it's actually pretty cool. And it does. It looks futuristic.
It's fucking
that
awesome.
Great. How much was it?
It was $5,000. So what happened? No, I'm kidding. It's pretty expensive. It's Nike. It's
well,
like
it does
Sony.
Like 1,000 things.
Well, listen, I'm going to let you know in the next month how this helped me. Okay. But... I'm gonna wear it for the month and see how it is. But Fuel Band, I kind of like it because it does. Well, being fat, the thing that you lose, you're not. If you're more conscious, and I'm trying to lose weight, and it's on your wrist, or if you, it's always reminding yourself. Like that's why Weight Watchers putting the points in. It's reminding you to look at man, watch what you're eating, fatty. And this is just another way that you can actually focus in on losing weight and how much calories you've burned. And it's a cool way too. It's pretty. It just looks like a cool wristband. And then when you push the button, it does all kinds of cool shit. Mm-hmm. So I like it so far. It's $150. It's pretty expensive.
Yeah, but
it's pretty expensive.
But
I mean,
it's
look,
worth.
Yeah,
a
it does
healthy down, life.
Here's the deal. This is what goes in my head. I can walk for free, and it doesn't matter. Mm. I know that if I walk from here to my house, that's 1,000,000,000 points. Mm. So do I really need to know how many steps I took? Do I really need to know how much? I mean, no, but it helps. It keeps your mind focused on, okay, I did move today.
Especially with the calorie counter, that's the best thing because when you look at the back of a chip packet and you see 800 and you've only just burnt 600 and you're about to shove 800 back in, there's some guilt there.
That's true.
And it pulls me right back.
That's a good point. Yeah. I mean, that would be cool. And see how many steps you took is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And just the watch. It's
just neat.
It's a fucking sick watch.
Yeah.
It's neat. Do you like it?
I love it.
I got one for everybody.
No, you
I'm kidding.
Oh, God.
Look at
you.
Oh, Dan. Oh, Dan. I'm sorry, Dan. Can I have that box back, though?
That's for Dawn.
That's my wife. Come on. That's for my Dan.
Dan. Dan. Give it. Give it. Give it. Give the box.
Get the box.
Dan.
Sit down. Give me the box. Give me the box. Give me the box. So, yeah, you can check it out. Tech Talk today was Nike Fuel Band. You can only get them in New York City.
And London.
And London. New York City, 57th Street and 5th, the Nike Town Store.
Oh, maybe.
The only place you can get it. So check it out, Fuel Band. I'll let you know in a month or so. We'll talk about it on the show. Yeah. Remind me, Kelly.
I'll remind
we'll bring
you.
It up if it actually helps.
And you know what else I think?
What?
I think that if you're going to use it for the next month and you're talking about it, me and Dan don't have one, Nike maybe want to help the progress along.
Well, here's the deal.
Probably not.
Yeah, I think Nike is too busy with... Yeah.
Nike.
Yeah, Tiger Woods.
Come on, they're a small independent company. Don't I need two fucking comics from New York City just
I
to be
wish
wearing
Nike. I think Nike is a little big. But you know what? Maybe we get some money in from the sponsors and the donations, and maybe we get you guys one. Or I can just give you the cash.
Help out Dan on his first fat...
Cash.
You want cash? You want cash?
I like cash.
All right, we're gonna be doing Tech Talk on Max Payne. next Tech Talk.
Fuck yeah.
And then we're going to be doing...
Bring that shit.
Goodbye. Hey, what's up? You guys, Dan, wake the fuck up. This is a very important part of the show, okay?
Like the first wave of the day.
Kelly Festuca. We wouldn't be able to do the show. We have a new studio. We have all this great shit, and it's due to our fan donations. We take that money. We put it right back into the show. So another thing that we got mic flags. We got a refrigerator for the studio. We got a bunch of other crazy shit. So we want to thank you guys. You guys are amazing for donating. Some of you guys donate $5. Some of you guys donate $250. All of it helps. We want to thank, and I'm going to fuck all these names up. Just know that. Clarence Riddle.
Clarence.
We're going to call Dayton Person.
Dayton, are we going to, that's Clayton.
Oh, shit.
Is his name Clayton?
Yeah, Clayton Person.
All right, Kelly, come over here.
Dayton Person sounds made up.
I suck. I can't read. I need glasses.
I need glasses.
Why did you get very Jewy on that one?
Kelly, here, use my mic.
Okay, where am I reading from? Clarence Radu, Clayton Pearson, Ian Rice, Anthony Valentino, Clayton Pearson again. This dude, he's a fucking genius. Oh, awesome. Justin Freshman, Neil.
Did he donate twice?
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Watching her petrified face was
Who donated twice, Kelly?
You're getting way too close. Justin Freshman and Neil.
She wants to own this podcast. She's just waiting for me to make a move and then just to file a fucking complaint. Oh, and then I'll be gone, take over the whole show. We know what you're up to.
I can have my own mic. Fucking watch your fucking.
You just do. Remember what we talked about?
Okay. Sorry. Neil Handle Care. And then I think this is a company, Envato Proprietary Limited. Envato Proprietary Limited. Is that? Well, that's a payment.
That's a payment. Yeah. We had to pay for shit with that. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, fuck them. They took money out. Fuck Kurt Iverson, too. That cocksucker. That's my web guy who took shit out to make stuff for the page. So we're good.
Okay,
that's it. That's it. You guys, thank you so much for donating.
You guys are the best.
That was in May.
Thanks for the love.
May, we got a lot of donations. So we thank you guys for donating, helping us out, helping making the show better with the mics and the fridge and all this stuff.
Yeah.
You guys are awesome. All right, that's it. You know what, dude?
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop